Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You know, Leslie, somebody said to me the other day, I bet you guys are the longest running home improvement show on radio and podcast. And I thought about it, and I think that's true. So I guess we've reached that elder status by answering questions for all these years.
Stop saying we're old, Tom.
I'm not saying we're old because the information apparently never gets out of date. They're still building houses the same way for all the years we've been doing this, and they still fall apart the same way. So, heck, we are happy to do it, and we're not going anywhere. So if you guys have a question, now's your chance. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post them to moneypit.com/ask, and you can even click a very handy blue microphone button and record your question to us, and we'll answer it as soon as possible. It's usually the fastest way to get a question to us as well. Hey, so coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about driveways. Is your driveway cracked or worn? Does it have some of those nasty oil stains because you let the car's oil leak go for maybe a little bit longer than you should have? Well, we've got a great solution to clean up the stains for good and restore that surface. We'll detail that project just ahead.
And now that winter weather has arrived for much of the country, it's smart to make sure that your home and systems are ready. We've got a key winterization checklist just ahead.
And holiday vacation season is here, but it's also the time of year when burglars like to strike. Got all those brand new electronics in your house and stuff they love to steal. So I guess it happens a lot. So we've got tips on how to secure one of the weakest entry points to your house. Also, the biggest entry point, that's your garage door. It's surprisingly easy to break into, and we're going to tell you how to tighten it up.
But before we get to all of the fun home improvement news we want to share with you guys this hour, we want to hear what you are working on. And maybe you're just kind of formulating that Thanksgiving menu. Maybe you're working on a big project that you've just got to get done in time before that doorbell rings. Well, whatever it is, let us know how we can lend a hand, because we want you to have the best holiday season in your home of your dreams.
Plus, if you reach out today with your questions, you might just win a copy of my new book, Home Maintenance for Dummies. It's a book that I wrote to basically make maintenance accessible for every house and every home and every homeowner or apartment dweller. You can look up the answer to just about anything that you need to maintain or fix, and the answer is right there. Explained simply, effectively, so you can get the job done and move on. So I'm going to give away a copy to one lucky listener that reaches out with their questions. Two ways to reach us, 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or simply go to moneypit.com/ask, click on the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
JJ in Michigan's on the line with a pink question. What can we do for you?
My father passed away in January, and now I have his house. He and my mother were smokers for 20 years inside the house, and, well, my father had you know, washed the paint, I guess, inside. And I know he had attempted to paint the bathroom more than once, but it seemed to always keep bubbling and peeling. And I didn't know if, you know, between the smoke, the nicotine, I was wondering how I'm going to, I am trying to renovate the house now. And so I was wondering what is the best approach. It's, some of the walls are plaster, drywall, and maybe even right on concrete. I don't know if the plaster is over the concrete or not.
So you really have two issues going on here. You have the issue of the cigarette odor in the house, but then you also manage you have some problem paint surfaces where it's bubbling. I can tell you that if it's bubbling, you've got to take that paint off down to the substrate because you can't put good paint over bad paint. But if it's the odor that you're dealing with, there are a bunch of things that you can do.
Yeah, you know, first of all, JJ, let me say I'm very sorry about your father's passing away. Let's talk about what's going on in the house, though. So you want to do some repairs. You want to try to get rid of the smoky smell. I think, first of all, you want to think about the places where the odor is. And if there's any carpeting, you want to try to pull up that carpeting and the padding because it really does saturate through that. And then the subfloor, you can go ahead and prime. And I'd use like a good, like a Kills or a Bin or one of those Zinsser primers that will really seal in the odor. And then you can go ahead and refloor on top of that or new carpeting, whatever you like. But that'll lock away the odors in there. And same for the walls. You want to clean them, wipe them down with a trisodium phosphate, some sort of like a wall cleaner, and then go ahead and prime them the same way and then put a top coat over them. And Tom's right about the bubbling paint. You got to get as much of that off as you can, smooth all the surfaces, and then go ahead and prime as well, and that'll do a good job.
Okay, so you're saying a trisodium phosphate wall cleaner would be...
You'll find that in the paint aisle at the home center. It's a powder. You mix it up with water, and then you can use that to wipe down your wall surfaces. It's just like a good prepping agent, especially if there's a lot of stuff going on. You want to clean things.
Okay. That sounds like the missing link that I was not aware of.
All right. Well, we're glad we could help you, JJ. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Wendy's on the line from West Virginia with an interesting project. How can we help you?
Hi. I am interested in purchasing a property that was formerly a golf clubhouse. And I'm curious what would be the pros and cons between a commercial and a residential.
As far as purchasing or the use of the space once you get it?
What is the difference in like a commercial versus a residential building? I'm trying to find out, you know, are there big differences in the way that they're built? Like, is that a plus? Are they built extra sturdy kind of thing?
Assuming that they were both built to code, commercial codes are usually more stringent than residential codes. So, I mean, I would expect a commercial building to be built as well, if not better, than a residential property. But it also has a lot to do with the zoning, you know, what you're allowed to do with that space. Can you have a residence? Can you have a residence in a commercial space? Maybe. You know, that's a question for your local zoning officials for you to thoroughly understand. And if it is zoned commercial, it may have a higher value than it would if it was zoned residential. And if you turn it back into a house, you might devalue the property. So I think there's some economic questions there. But in terms of how it's built, I mean, generally speaking, it's going to be as built as well or better, assuming that the construction followed all the relevant building codes. I think the trickier part of this is to take a commercial space, which is kind of sterile, and making it, you know, feel warm like a home would. And that's kind of a decor challenge, right, Leslie?
Yeah, but I think with the golf clubhouse, and correct me if I'm wrong, Wendy, they kind of have like a residential homey feel to begin with. So I think you might have, you know, some good bones to work off of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of that lodge feel.
Well, I think that's a good place to start. Now, I think part of your challenges is going to be modifying your kitchen because you're probably dealing with a larger commercial space. So that'll be something that'll probably be a full gut renovation and sort of a redo to make that more residential and perhaps a kitchen/dining area or kitchen/eat-in area. I think the benefit is you've got this tremendous space that was built very well as far as code goes, as Tom mentioned, so that you can really work within that. And it sounds like it's probably sitting on a great piece of land, too.
It is beautiful. Thank you for the advice.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Up next, is your driveway cracked or worn, or maybe it's just suffering from some nasty oil stains? Well, we've got a surefire solution to clean up the stains for good and restore that surface just ahead.
DeWineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtri, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and you are listening to the Money Pit, where we make DIY doable. So whether you are doing or you're dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Hey, if you got a project that you'd like to tackle and you don't know where to begin, one place you could begin is with my brand new book, Home Maintenance for Dummies. You'll learn how to complete almost any kind of home maintenance, from routine inspections to major appliance repairs. So if you got a squeak, you got a leak, the answer is in between the pages of Home Maintenance for Dummies. It's also a great holiday gift. It's available for $24.99 at Amazon, and you can also find it by going to moneypit.com/dummies. That's moneypit.com/dummies. Don't miss your chance to win a free copy, though, and take control of your home maintenance like a pro. Reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Patricia in Louisiana is on the line with a siding question. How can I help you today?
I had listened to a program that you guys had done just a little while back, and somebody was asking about putting gutters on the side of a manufactured home. Well, it was funny because I had actually done that, and it does not work very well because most of the siding on a mobile home is corrugated. So it really doesn't work really well. And they put these really skinny gutters on. Well, in the areas that it didn't exactly go flush to the metal siding, there has been runoff, you know, that's gone down. And just in a few places, so it's not horrible, but I've tried to clean it, and I'm afraid to push on it too hard because obviously the corrugated aluminum bends. And I've used a product that you guys also suggested, which is a spray that actually gets rid of mold and mildew and stuff like that on the side of buildings. That worked fabulously, but it did not clean off the staining from the rain. And I was wondering what I could use to either cover the staining or, you know, I'm afraid of painting anything for fear it looks like I painted the side of a mobile home.
Right, right. So a couple of things. I'm glad that the spray and forget that we recommended works so well.
It was wonderful.
So there are house cleaners that are out there that are a little more corrosive. I mean, the reason that works so well is that the spray and forget works so well is because basically it's kind of like a mildicide. It kills the mold and the mildew, and then it just sort of falls off. The house cleaners are more like old-fashioned sort of soap and water and that sort of thing. One that I used to recommend a lot that works pretty well is called Jomax, J-O-M-A-X. You'll find it in a home center or a hardware store. And that's a house cleaner that you might be able just to mix up a really small batch of it and see if that will take out that stain. It also occurs to me that the stain could be like an erosion of the finish, so it may not be a stain that's like on top of the siding. It might actually be sort of some of the siding, some of the finish on the siding deteriorating. And in that case, obviously, there's nothing that you can do about it short of painting. Why are you reluctant, though, just to paint the whole side of the house?
Because I don't have that kind of money at hand to do. I'm actually selling my lakefront property, and this is a really cool little mobile home that I put on it. And I've spent so much money on these 2 acres recently that, you know, it became a money pit, but a good one. It's a nice one, you know, but it's just everything I have has gone into this place. And to be quite honest with you, I have tried to use, like, those sponges that have a little bit of rough on the other side. You know, one side sponge, the other side's abrasive. And I've tried to use that, and the color of the stain does not change at all, whether I use a little bit of baking soda, you know, not super abrasive, but abrasive.
I mean, it sounds like it's either a chemical reaction or some of the finish has changed due to sun fading. I mean, that's what it seems like, rather than something you can clean.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
It's not in the sun. It's I actually have a carport. And so some of it, you can just see where it's been runoff from the little teeny tiny gutter that they put up alongside of these mobile homes, which I'm not kidding you, it's not even a half inch wide.
So here's what I would suggest you do. Take a picture and post it to the Money Pit's Facebook page. It's facebook.com/themoneypit. Give us a little bit of history, and we'll take a look and get you an answer. Sound good?
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if your driveway is stained from oil leaks or if it's cracked or worn, now is a great time to clean and seal it. Now, beyond stain removal, the type of driveway maintenance that you need to do will depend on whether you have concrete, asphalt, or a paver brick driveway.
Yeah, but first let's talk about those oil stains. To get rid of them, you want to mix up a solution of trisodium phosphate and do it into a paste. You'll find it's called TSP for short, by the way, and you'll find it in the paint aisle of any hardware store or home center. Now, apply that TSP paste wet to the stain, then let it sit for an hour or more, and then rinse it off. Now, the sooner you can get to the stain, the better, but even old stains can be successfully lifted with this technique. That is, of course, as long as you fix the car first. Otherwise, you're going to be doing it a lot.
Yeah, I mean, unless you enjoy cleaning the driveway over and over and over again. Now, if you have an asphalt driveway, that's going to need to be resealed, and you can use asphalt-compatible products to fill those cracks and gaps and holes, and then you want to use a disposable squeegee to apply an airport-grade latex sealer over that entire surface. You want to make sure that the forecast is clear, though, for the application and drying time, because if it does rain, it's going to cause that sealer to run onto the sidewalks and the streets, and those marks that are left there are unremovable. So make sure the weather forecast looks good for at least a day or two. You want to follow with a generous drying period, a couple of days possibly, and then you're going to really have an attractive automotive entrance.
Now, if you have a concrete driveway with a worn surface, it's best to apply a concrete resurfacing product to the entire driveway. Concrete resurfacers, by the way, are specially formulated to stick to old concrete, and they'll leave your driveway looking almost brand new. There's a good one that's out from Quikrete called Recap, so take a look at that, R-E-C-A-P. For more tips, check out our post on driveway sealing and maintenance on MoneyPit.com.
Robert in Arkansas is on the line with a question about insulation. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a pier and beam home, and the insulation, I happen to be up in there sealing my ducts and my air for my air conditioning in the house, and I happen to be up there looking at the insulation, and it was real thin, and it had a white backing on it. And it was only about an inch high, and I thought, wow, I need to put some insulation in. So I went to my local Lowe's store, and I rented the machine from them, and I bought the blown insulation. Okay. And I bought like 20 bags, and I just started blowing it in. And that was approximately 10, 12 years ago. I happened to be up there again this year looking around, and I noticed that it has kind of compressed and turned into little tiny BBs. And I've heard y'all talk about insulating the attics of people's homes, but I didn't know how to go about trying to put something else up there. If I need to vacuum all that stuff out of there and try to lay some actual good insulation, and what the number would be.
Well, if the insulation has settled, I mean, generally speaking, you want 15 to 20 inches of insulation. If it's settled, so now it's a lot less than that. You can either remove it and put new insulation in, or you could add an additional layer on top of it, depending on how difficult, I guess, it is to work up in that space.
Right. It's pretty tight in some of the spots.
Yeah.
That was the reason I went with the blown.
Yeah, no, I hear you. So I think what you probably want to do is just supplement what's there. It's not unusual for it to settle over the years a little bit, but perhaps you need to add a little bit more to that space. That'd probably be the least complicated way of improving that insulation right now, given the fact that you've already got blown in there, Robert.
Now, I've heard some other insulation questions asked on your show because I listen to it, you know, every Sunday religiously. And I've heard them talk about laying them in between, but I've also heard them going over the top of the beam.
So if you have fiberglass insulation that's flush with the ceiling joists, let's say you had like 2x8 ceiling joists and you had maybe 8-inch bats laid in between those ceiling joists, to put the next layer of insulation on top of it, we always advise that you do that perpendicular. So you go the other way, the opposite way, and across the beams at like a 90-degree angle. In your case, it sounds like it's all covered already with blown-in insulation. Is that insulation above the ceiling joists right now, or is it settled down below it?
No, it's settled down way below it.
Okay, so if it's settled down below it, then maybe you could add some unfaced fiberglass bats if you think you can get those up in there and lay those perpendicular to the beams.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. If it needed to be unbatted, or if I did buy the batting in certain areas, would I want the batting up or would I want that paper down?
No, you want unfaced because the moisture barrier goes towards the living space, and that's already inaccessible now because it's going to be the ceiling that's under all of that blown in. So if you think it's about flush with the top of the ceiling joist right now, then I would just add a second layer perpendicular to that, and you can do that with bats.
Okay. That'll work. I appreciate it. Thank you all so much.
All right. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Thanks so much for joining us on this November weekend. Well, now that winter weather is kind of landing upon us, it's smart to make sure that your home and systems are ready. We've got your key winterization checklist next.
Are you annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going? Let's face it, the government does a terrible job of managing money, especially when it's yours and mine. Tax dollars are being wasted, and all the government does is have their hand out for more. So what do? They send you, the taxpaying American or business owner, a letter saying you underpaid your taxes, and you owe us a lot more. Don't laugh and don't cry. Call the Tax Resources Network now. Their trained experts can help negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793-1147.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Leslie, I know you love this time of the year. Do you have big Thanksgiving plans? Are you going to be hosting or are you going to be visiting?
No, actually, I have to work for Good Morning America on Thanksgiving. So since I'm already in the city, I'm going to shuttle my kids in with me, and we're going to go watch the parade.
Awesome idea. That's
I mean,
excellent.
We did it once before really when the kids were little, and it was super cold, and we wore snow pants, and it was exciting and fun. And I figured, why not do it one more time? And then we're either going to come home and cook a turkey or grab a bite in the city. We haven't really decided.
Now, any expert tips on how to get the best view spot for that parade?
I mean, we're going to be kind of, you know, stuck with what we get since I've got to work until 9 a.m. and the parade will be on its way. I can't get there early enough as I'd like to be. But you definitely want to scout out a corner. You have to remember that the parade goes from Central Park all the way to 34th Street on 6th Avenue. So there is a ton of viewing opportunities. The other thing that was interesting from a previous time watching the parade many years ago, below, I want to say, 38th Street, the parade goes silent, which is so interesting because of the live broadcast to, you know, the television networks on 34th in front of Macy's. Everything gets quiet so that you can hear those Broadway performances and all of the other things that are going on without sort of a bleed through of sound. And I found it so weird to watch the parade in silence. So definitely go more uptown if you want the full experience.
I have the perfect spot for the full experience. My favorite place is on my couch. Yes.
I feel like you got to do it.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate all those bands being quiet so that I can hear the whole broadcast.
Now we've got Deanne on the line who needs some help with the windows at her money pit. What's going on?
I have old steel-framed metal commercial windows in my house, and the outside walls are double brick. There's no wood in the outside wall, so these are screwed right into the brick. And we took out one and replaced it, and we had a very hard time doing that. And I don't know if we should replace them or just try to repair them.
Well, I mean, if you repair them, I can't imagine they're very energy efficient. So repairing them and making them operational, you know, could restore some of the function, but I don't think they'll be energy efficient. Replacing them is a better option, but of course, as you cited, because they're built into the wall, it's a difficult installation because you've got to get the old ones out. So is this a project you want to do yourself, or you think maybe you want to have a pro help you?
I used to have a builder's license, but I physically can't do that anymore. So I'd probably hire someone.
Yeah, I think you might want to think about doing that because taking out those old metal windows that are screwed into the bricks is an awful lot of work. And also, if you're going to put replacement windows in, they've got to be measured just right and they've got to be installed just right so that they don't leak. And I don't think you want that responsibility. You ought to have a pro measure them and install them. I think that's where you'll be assured they'll come out just right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, now that winter weather is upon us, it's smart to make sure that your home and all the systems that operate your home are ready. So here's your key winterization checklist.
Now, first up, if you've not done it yet, make sure your heating system is serviced so you won't be left out in the cold. You know, heating systems that burn natural gas, propane, or oil get dirty every time they run, and if they're not cleaned and serviced, they could become inefficient at best or even dangerous.
Now, next, it's the time to seal the door and window with weather stripping or caulk to help eliminate those drafts. Now, the less your furnace has to run while you're away, the lower that January utility is going to be.
And a cozy fire burning in the fireplace is the best way to cozy up to your home. But the creosote buildup found in an unmaintained chimney is a leading cause of dangerous house fires. So if you're a heavy user of the fireplace, schedule a chimney sweeper service every fall to make sure you're getting that chimney super clean.
And finally, one of the more dreaded tasks about owning your own home is cleaning those gutters and those downspouts. Now, most people only do this when they have to, or kind of in other words, when there's a problem or they notice that gutter's not working properly. However, those gutters really should be cleaned at least twice a year, once in the early spring and once again in the fall.
Yeah, this is a good job to hire out to a pro. Not only is it safer than you going up on a ladder yourself, a pro will make sure that your gutters are pitched properly, they're level in order to drain properly, and they're secure. Any loose attachment points are repaired to make sure that those gutters are securely fastened to your home and working properly. It's really important that the water collect there and get moved away from your foundation because that avoids a whole host of problems like slippery sidewalks, wet basements, you name it. So gutter maintenance, super important, and certainly now is the important time to do just that because there's a reason it's called fall. We'll leave it at that.
Greg in Texas is looking to do some construction. How can we help you?
Moved in with my parents who are elderly and kind of needing some help.
Okay.
And so they had a three-bedroom, one-bath house. And so it's just a little bit kind of crowded. And what I was trying to figure out is would it be better to add a room on to the back of the house and, you know, go ahead and that would involve more construction and, like, adding a bathroom, which would mean having to redo the septic system, you know, the septic system there. Okay. Or it'd be a lot more cost effective, I think, to put in like a 12 by 16 storage unit in the back, and but then like insulate it and put an air conditioner where if I wanted to spend some time out there, I could, but not necessarily put a bathroom in.
So are you talking about building this storage unit? You mean like building like a shed, kind of like a man cave?
Right, yeah. When it comes time to sell, though, you know, what would be the better deal to do, you think?
Yeah, I would tell you straight off, you're better off expanding the house now because that's where your value is. You're not going to get as much value from a standalone building like that. Plus, you may run up against some zoning issues. You know, you're talking about, you know, like it's like building a second house on the property, even if it's really small. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, a small space for storage. It's still like having a second building on the property. So I think you're probably better off improving the house itself. What you might want to do is speak to a realtor or to a local real estate agent and determine what, you know, the value of your home will be compared against in your community. You know, if most of the homes are two bath and you have one bath, you could add a significant value to the house by putting that second bath in. And if you're adding a bedroom and a bathroom, you know, that's how homes are valued. They're compared against other houses that have the same number of beds or bathrooms. So I suspect that expanding the existing house is going to be give you a far better return on investment than building, you know, an undetermined at this point sort of man cave out there. Even though I'm sure you'd love to go out there and get away from your parents once in a while, and I don't blame you. I think the best way to improve the value and maintain the value of the home you have is to work at that level. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Well, appreciate it.
All right, Greg. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. We want to hear from you and what you are working on, so call in your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT.
And still to come, holiday season is peak break-in season. Is your garage your home's weakest link? Find out after this.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtry, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Now's a great time to remodel your kitchen or bathroom before the holidays. You can add a new granite countertop at a fraction of the cost with the revolutionary products from Deich Coatings. The new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit makes it easier than ever to get granite countertops in just a weekend. This DIY project rolls on a granite surface that's as smooth as glass. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It spreads easily over your existing countertops and other hard surfaces, transforming them into new smooth stone surfaces that look and perform just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop. The introductory price is just $229 for a kit covering 40 square feet or $149 for a kit covering 20 square feet, all with free shipping. Perfect for bathrooms and kitchens. Shop online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of Marble Dream, Lux Frost, and Spread Stone countertop kits. Available online at DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Now is a great time to reach out with your questions. You can go to MoneyPit.com/ask. And if you're ready to create your best home ever, whether you're planning a decor project or remodeling your kitchen or bath or fixing a leak or a squeak, we are here to help you every step of the way on the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Here's a great reason to reach out to Team Money Pit with your home improvement question. Well, we've got a great prize up for grabs. We're giving away the Home Maintenance for Dummies book by our friend Tom Kreitler. Tom, this is amazing. We're so proud of you.
Yeah, it really came out good. I'm very excited about it. It's just when you're working on this thing and you're so close to the project, you're like, will it ever get done? But to see it done now is really, really rewarding. So I hope everybody likes it.
It's great, Tom. It really is for you guys to know. It's sort of like a user's guide to your home, whether you're a DIYer or you're to somebody who likes to hire out. Whatever it is, it tells you exactly what needs to be done in your house, how you can do it, how to have that pro do it. I mean, it's everything from seasonal maintenance, troubleshooting home issues, big projects, small projects. It's just kind of your year-round upkeep. Definitely a great book to have. It's also a great holiday gift. So if you don't win, you can buy one for yourself. It's $24.99, and you can find it at Amazon and at moneypit.com/dummies.
Don't miss your chance to win a free copy and take control of your home maintenance like a pro. Reach out to us right now with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, we're coming up on vacation season, and that means we're also coming up on peak break-in season. Now, the FBI says approximately 2.5 million burglaries occur each year in the United States, with November and December being the most active months for these crimes. So now truly is a great time to improve your home security, and one place to pay attention to is your garage door.
Yeah, and garages can be surprisingly easy to break into, but there are a few things you can do to protect yourself. So first, if you're leaving for an extended period of time, unplug the opener and remove any battery backup because you don't need it when you're not there.
Yeah, you also want to install a manual sliding bolt-style lock on the inside of your garage door that can only be opened from the inside. You just have to remember to enter through your front door when you return. And also, if your garage door has windows, just cover them up to keep away any prying eyes.
Yeah, and lastly, if you have a door that leads from the garage door to the house, make sure that door is as secure as any other entry door with both a keyed and a deadbolt lock. I think people think it's a safer door, so sometimes they don't put that deadbolt in. But the deadbolt is really what does the work in terms of keeping that door secure. So if you don't have it on the door between your house and the garage, add it. We've got more holiday home security tips online right now at moneypit.com.
Darren in Virginia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yeah, so I'm trying to convert my toilet from regular water in the house to a 265-gallon rain barrel outside. So piping it in, underneath my house I have the CPVC, the smaller stuff. So what I was wondering is, do I have to filter that water? And if I pump it in there, what is the max PSI that I should use?
Are you putting a pump on it?
I'm gonna have a solar pump on it.
All right, so first of all, no, you don't have to filter toilet water because it's wastewater, it's gray water, so it can go straight in. Secondly, how much pressure do you need? Well, I guess that's really going to depend on the toilet, but I would think, most water pressure in a house is going to be anywhere between 50 and 70 pounds. So that's probably what your toilet's used to working with. And thirdly, you want to make sure, I know it's a great thing that you're doing, trying to use rainwater for all this, but let's not forget the obvious. Make sure your toilet itself is efficient. The toilets today can use as little as about 1.3 gallons of water per flush. So if you have an older toilet, you might want to upgrade it so you need even less water for the flushing mechanism.
All right. So that's something to think about also.
What other green upgrades are you making to the house?
This actually all started with I put in a drinking system for my pigs.
Okay. Oh, you got a farm there?
I have a farm. I have a small farm in Damascus, Virginia, and we piped in the stalls drinking nipples for the pigs because they kept spilling all their water.
Great.
So now they are totally self-sufficient. They have a solar-powered pump at 40 PSI going to these nipples, and it's coming off of their roof into a rain barrel that feeds it.
Wow, so this is a natural extension of that, and if it's good enough for the pigs, I guess it's going to be good enough for your home plumbing system as well.
Yeah, I definitely want to try to do as much as I can with Mother Nature before I have to depend on somebody else.
All right, well, it makes a lot of sense, Darren. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. Coming up, a wall-mounted flat-screen TV offers a great view of your favorite shows and movies, but what's not so great? Those unsightly dangling cords and wires. We're going to share some tips to make them all disappear like magic. Next.
Live in a money pit.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights Contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden.
Danson Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Good answer. A lovely and chatting interview. Conversation. It wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And now is the perfect time to reach out with your questions about your project at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Julie wrote into Team Money Pit saying, I have a clay tile roof that I want to replace with metal, not the sheets, but those that look like clay tiles. I'm getting conflicting advice. Some say it's a very good idea. Others say that with lesser weight on the trusses, it will cause the sheetrock inside the house to crack. What are the pros and cons of switching from a clay tile roof to a metal roof? I've never heard that the weight load causes issues inside. I mean, I would imagine if it went more.
Right. Then it'd be more of a concern.
Maybe.
I mean, I can't really think of any reason you get cracks by removing that weight, but you may get some settlement and some shifting. That would be normal. But if it does happen, repairs to cracked drywall are really easy to do. But meanwhile, there's a lot of benefits to a metal roof, so it's a great option for you. It's a long-term investment. It lasts a long time. Lots and lots of styles available, including one that emulates clay tile. We did a TV segment on this, in fact, not too long ago, and we had some of that clay tile-styled metal roof in the studio, and it was in really neat stuff. Beautiful, incredibly durable. It can protect against extreme temperatures, high winds, heavy snow and ice, you name it. It stands up, and it's 100% recyclable, and it's energy efficient. That's also something very few people know because it reflects the sun so your house doesn't overheat. Look, if you want to learn more about the benefits of metal roofs, I would suggest you download the buyer's guide at metalroofing.com. That's a site run by the Metal Roofing Alliance. It's really, really informative, and they've done a great job detailing out all the information available about metal roofs.
All right, Julie, I hope that helps you out and you get a beautiful new roof to enjoy.
Well, a wall-mounted flat-screen TV offers a great view of your favorite shows and movies and sporting events, but what's not so great? All of those unsightly dangling cords and wires it takes to hook it up. Leslie shares tips on how to make them all disappear in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, guys, fortunately, cord management systems make it easy to keep all of those wires under control, and these systems are designed to hide cables, and then they can be painted to match your wall color, so it kind of blends in totally seamlessly. They're really easy to install, and they keep things looking neat and tidy. Now, another option if you have cables that need to run across a room or a doorway, now these are called cord covers or simply a door threshold, but these are specialized because they kind of have a channel in them that you can run the cables and then cover over, and they're truly designed to protect those cables. They keep them out of sight, but they stand up to the heavily trafficked areas. And if you're up for a more permanent solution, I mean, you can run those cords through the wall itself. This does involve a power outlet, perhaps. You can install a wall cable kit behind the TV, and that's going to completely eliminate those visible wires. It's really not as a difficult project as it sounds. It just does take some finagling, and your comfort level with kind of digging into the wall has to be a little, you know, more tolerant there.
A bit more involved.
Yeah, you do put a hole, like, behind the TV, and then you put a hole kind of near the plug, and you kind of feed everything through the wall. So if you're up for that challenge, definitely take it because putting it through the wall is awesome. Whatever you do, I mean, a sleek-looking flat-screen TV mounted to the wall without any clutter of cords is awesome. So tackle this project in any way you feel comfortable and enjoy all those lovely holiday Hallmark movies. Come on, guys. You know there's a handsome tree guy waiting for you somewhere. Well, ladies, you know what I mean.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, coming up next time on the program, as temperatures drop, are your home heating bills starting to run out of control? There's always that shock when you open up the first one, right? Well, we're going to share three ways you can cut heating costs and get comfortable on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Ammon. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Four nominees are named for the incoming Trump administration.
President-elect Donald Trump announced that he'll nominate hedge fund manager Scott Bessent, an advocate for deficit reduction, to serve as his next Treasury Secretary. If confirmed by the Senate, Bessent would be the nation's first openly gay Treasury Secretary. Trump also said he would nominate Russell Vaught to lead the Office of Management and Budget. Vaught was closely involved with Project 2025, a conservative blueprint for Trump's second term that he tried to distance himself from during the campaign. In a separate announcement, Trump said he had chosen Representative Laurie Chavez de Remer, an Oregon Republican, as his labor secretary. Norman Hall, Washington.
Downpours fell over much of Northern California yesterday, causing small landslides and flooding some streets, including in parts of San Francisco. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of people were still without power in the Seattle area. Also at townhall.com, Iraq has begun its first nationwide population census in decades.
It's an attempt at modernizing data collection and planning in a country long impacted by conflict and political divisions. The act of counting Iraq's population is also contentious. The census is expected to have profound implications for Iraq's resource distribution, budget allocations, and development planning.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. New York has repealed a law that made it a crime to cheat on your spouse. The misdemeanor once could have landed adulteries in jail for 90 days. Governor Kathy Hochul signed a bill yesterday repealing the statute. The law dates back to 1907 and has been long considered difficult to enforce. Adultery bans are actually a law in several states, though charges are rare and convictions even rarer. Some states have also moved to repeal their adultery laws in recent years. More online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
We all hear the radio ads.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
The Tampa Bay Rays may be without a home. More, here is Keith Peters.
The St. Petersburg City Council has reversed course on whether to spend more than $23 million to repair the hurricane-shredded roof of the Tampa Bay Rays ballpark. The council initially voted Thursday to approve the repair and later changed its mind. The reversal came after the council voted to delay consideration of revenue bonds for a proposed new $1.3 billion Rays ballpark. Just 2 days before, the Pinellas County Commission postponed a vote on its share of the new stadium bonds, leaving that project in limbo. Keith Peters reporting.
Most people taking popular drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy to lose weight have shed significant pounds, but obesity experts say that roughly 20% of patients may not see robust results with the new medications. The response to the drugs varies from person to person and can depend on genetics, hormones, and differences in how the brain regulates energy. This is SRN News. A New Hampshire company is working to develop autonomous helicopters.
There are hopes the helicopters could put out fires, spray crops, and handle other dangerous jobs. Rotor Technologies has built two of the autonomous helicopters, starting running test flights, and plans a demonstration of the helicopter at an agriculture trade show in Texas. The company hoping to sell as many as 20 of the small helicopters next year, most of which would be used by farmers to spray fields with pesticides and fertilizers. The company counting on getting FAA approval by next year. John Scott reporting.
Bitcoin is jumping again, setting another new record high above $99,000. The cryptocurrency has been shattering records almost daily since the presidential election and has rocketed more than 40% higher in just a couple of weeks. It's now at the doorstep of $100,000. Cryptocurrencies and related investments like crypto exchange traded funds have rallied because of the incoming Trump administration expected to be more crypto friendly. More at townhall.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Yeah, wasn't expecting that. Woman 1, what is it, 47 degrees? Woman 2, no, more like 45. Woman 1, yeah, makes sense. At least it's not raining. Woman 2, that would be sad. Woman 1, so sad. Woman 2, the weather. Woman 1, crazy. Please, don't waste your small talk. Donated to foster care, because just talking about the 400,000 kids in foster care can help the 400,000 kids in foster care. Learn more at donateyoursmalltalk.org. Brought to you by Foster More.
Life is full of balance, but if you are one of the millions of people affected by dizziness, vertigo, and imbalance, finding your footing isn't as easy as it seems. These conditions disrupt daily life and rob people of their independence. They are often misdiagnosed by healthcare providers, and some people are told that their symptoms are all in their head or that they are just due to stress. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Do you often feel dizzy and foggy-headed? Do you reach out for the wall to keep yourself from falling over? Do you experience a constant ringing in your ears? If you answered yes, you might have a problem with your inner ear. But there's hope. Visit liferebalanced.org or call 800-837-8428 to learn how you can get better. Again, that's 800-837-8428, sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects
prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Hi, this is Leanne Womack. I fell in love with country music as a child listening to my dad spin records at a radio station. I always dreamed of hearing my own songs on the radio. I set a goal and achieved it. You can do anything if you set your mind to it. Never let anyone tell you it's impossible. So if you have the chance to spit it out or dance, I hope you dance.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
As soon as Trump got elected, liberal cities tightened up. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. After Trump won, Eric Adams stopped giving cash to migrants. A six-person household was receiving $1,700 a week, while American families ravaged by hurricanes were receiving a $750 FEMA check. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You know, Leslie, somebody said to me the other day, you know, I bet you guys are the longest running home improvement show on radio and podcast. And I thought about it, and I think that's true. So I guess we've reached that elder status by answering questions for all these years.
Stop saying we're old, Tom.
I'm not saying we're old, because the information apparently never gets out of date. They're still building houses the same way for all the years we've been doing this, and they still fall apart the same way. So, heck, we are happy to do it, and we're not going anywhere. So if you guys have a question, now's your chance. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post them to moneypit.com/ask, and you can even click a very handy blue microphone button and record your question to us, and we'll answer it as soon as possible. It's usually the fastest way to get a question to us as well. Hey, so coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about driveways. Is your driveway cracked or worn? Does it have some of those nasty oil stains because you let the car's oil leak go for maybe a little bit longer than you should have? Well, we've got a great solution to clean up the stains for good and restore that surface. We'll detail that project just ahead.
And now that winter weather has arrived for much of the country, it's smart to make sure that your home and systems are ready. We've got a key winterization checklist just ahead.
And holiday vacation season is here, but it's also the time of year when burglars like to strike. Get all those brand new electronics in your house and the stuff they love to steal. So I guess it happens a lot. So we've got tips on how to secure one of the weakest entry points to your house Also, the biggest entry point, that's your garage door. It's surprisingly easy to break into, and we're going to tell you how to tighten it up.
But before we get to all of the fun home improvement news we want to share with you guys this hour, we want to hear what you are working on. And maybe you're just kind of formulating that Thanksgiving menu. Maybe you're working on a big project that you've just got to get done in time before that doorbell rings. Well, whatever it is, let us know how we can lend a hand, because we want you to have the best holiday season in your home of your dreams.
Plus, if you reach out today with your questions, you might just win a copy of my new book, Home Maintenance for Dummies. It's a book that I wrote to basically make maintenance accessible for every house and every home owner or apartment dweller. You can look up the answer to just about anything that you need to maintain or fix, and the answer is right there, explained simply, effectively, so you can get the job done and move on. So I'm going to give away a copy to one lucky listener that reaches out with their questions. Two ways to reach us, 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or simply go to moneypit.com/ask, click on the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
JJ in Michigan's on the line with a paint question. What can we do for you?
My father passed away in January, and now I have his house. He and my mother were smokers for 20 years inside the house, and, well, my father had, you know, washed the paint, I guess, inside, and I know he had attempted to paint the bathroom more than once, but it seemed to always keep bubbling and peeling. And I didn't know if, you know, between the smoke, the nicotine, I was wondering how I am trying to renovate the house now. And so I was wondering what is the best approach. Some of the walls are plaster, drywall, and maybe even right on concrete. I don't know if the plaster is over the concrete or not.
So you really have two issues going on here. You have the issue of the cigarette odor in the house, but then you also manage you have some problem paint surfaces where it's bubbling. I can tell you that if it's bubbling, you've got to take that paint off down to the substrate, because you can't put good paint over bad paint. But if it's the odor that you're dealing with, there are a bunch of things that you can do.
Yeah, you know, first of all, JJ, let me say I'm very sorry about your father's passing away. Let's talk about what's going on in the house, though. So you want to do some repairs. You want to try to get rid of the smoky smell. I think, first of all, you want to think about the places where the odor is. And if there's any carpeting, you want to try to pull up that carpeting and the padding, because it really does saturate through that. And then the subfloor, you can go ahead and prime. And I'd use like a good, like a Kills or a Bin or one of those Zinzer primers that will really seal in the odor. And then you can go ahead and refloor on top of that, or new carpeting, whatever you like. But that'll lock away the odors in there. And same for the walls. You want to clean them, wipe them down with a trisodium phosphate, some sort of like a wall cleaner, and then go ahead and prime them the same way, and then put a top coat over them. And Tom's right about the bubbling paint. You got to get as much of that off as you can, smooth all the surfaces, and then go ahead and prime as well, and that'll do a good job.
Okay, so you're saying a trisodium phosphate wall cleaner would be...
You'll find that in the paint aisle at the home center. It's a powder. You mix it up with water, and then you can use that to wipe down your wall surfaces. It's just like a good prepping agent, especially if there's a lot of stuff going on. You want to clean things.
Okay. That sounds like the missing link that I was not aware of.
All right. Well, we're glad we could help you, JJ. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Wendy's on the line from West Virginia with an interesting project. How can we help you?
Hi. I am interested in purchasing a property that was formerly a golf clubhouse. And I'm curious what would be the pros and cons between a commercial and a residential.
As far as purchasing or the use of the space once you get it?
What is the difference in like a commercial versus a residential building? I'm trying to find out, you know, are there big differences in the way that they're built? Like, is that a plus? Are they built extra sturdy kind of thing?
Assuming that they were both built to code, commercial codes are usually more stringent than residential codes. So, I mean, I would expect a commercial building to be built as well, if not better, than a residential property. But it also has a lot to do with the zoning, you know, what you're allowed to do with that space. Can you have a residence? Can you have a residence in a commercial space? Maybe, you know, but that's a question for your local zoning officials for you to thoroughly understand. And if it is zoned commercial, it may have a higher value than it would if it was zoned residential. And if you turn it back into a house, you might devalue the property. So I think there's some economic questions there. But in terms of how it's built, I mean, generally speaking, it's going to be as built as well or better, assuming that the construction followed all the relevant building codes. I think the trickier part of this is to take a commercial space, which is kind of sterile, and making it, you know, feel warm like a home would. And that's kind of a decor challenge, right, Leslie?
Yeah, but I think with the golf clubhouse, and correct me if I'm wrong, Wendy, they kind of have like a residential homey feel to begin with. So I think you might have, you know, some good bones to work off of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of that lodge feel.
Well, I think that's a good place to start. Now, I think part of your challenges is going to be modifying your kitchen because you're probably dealing with a larger commercial space. So that'll be something that'll probably be a full gut renovation and sort of a redo to make that more residential and perhaps a kitchen/dining area or kitchen/eat-in area. I think the benefit is you've got this tremendous space that was built very well as far as code goes, as Tom mentioned, so that you can really work within that. And it sounds like it's probably sitting on a great piece of land, too.
It is beautiful. Thank you for the advice.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Up next, is your driveway cracked or worn, or maybe it's just suffering from some nasty oil stains? Well, we've got a surefire solution to clean up the stains for good and restore that surface just ahead.
You live in a body pit.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtry, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and you are listening to the Money Pit, where we make DIY doable. So whether you are doing or you're dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Hey, if you got a project that you'd like to tackle, you don't know where to begin, one place you could begin is with my brand new book, Home Maintenance for Dummies. You'll learn how to complete almost any kind of home maintenance, from routine inspections to major appliance repairs. So if you got a squeak, you got a leak, the answer is in between the pages of Home Maintenance for Dummies. It's also a great holiday gift. It's available for $24.99 at Amazon, and you can also find it by going to moneypit.com/dummies. That's moneypit.com/dummies. Don't miss your chance to win a free copy, though, and take control of your home maintenance like a pro. Reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Patricia in Louisiana is on the line with a siding question. How can I help you today?
I had listened to a program that you guys had done just a little while back, and somebody was asking about putting gutters on the side of a manufactured home. Well, it was funny because I had actually done that, and it does not work very well because most of the a siding on a mobile home is corrugated. So it really doesn't work really well. And they put these really skinny gutters on. Well, in the areas that it didn't exactly go flush to the metal siding, there has been runoff, you know, that's gone down. And just in a few places, so it's not horrible, but I've tried to clean it. And I'm afraid to push on it too hard because obviously the corrugated aluminum bends. And I've used a product that you guys also suggested, which is a spray that actually gets rid of mold and mildew and stuff like that on the side of buildings. That worked fabulously, but it did not clean off the staining from the rain. And I was wondering what I could use to either cover the staining. Or, you know, I'm afraid of painting anything for fear it looks like I painted the side of a mobile home.
Right, right. So a couple of things. I'm glad that the spray and forget that we recommended worked so well.
It was wonderful.
So there are house cleaners that are out there that are a little more corrosive. I mean, the reason that works so well is that the spray and forget works so well is because basically it's kind of like a mildicide. It kills the mold and the mildew, and then it just sort of falls off. The house cleaners are more like old-fashioned sort of soap and water and that sort of thing. One that I used to recommend a lot that works pretty well is called Jomax, J-O-M-A-X. You'll find it at a home center or a hardware store. And that's a house cleaner that you might be able just to mix up a really small batch of it and see if that will take out that stain. It also occurs to me that the stain could be like an erosion of the finish, so it may not be a stain that's like on top of the siding. It might actually be sort of some of the finish on the siding deteriorating. In that case, obviously, there's nothing that you can do about it short of painting. Well, why are you reluctant, though, just to paint the whole side of the house?
Because I don't have that kind of money at hand to do. I'm actually selling my lakefront property, and this is the really cool little mobile home that I put on it. And I've spent so much money on these 2 acres recently that, you know, it became a money pit, but a good one. It's a nice one, you know, but it's just everything I have has gone into this place. And to be quite honest with you, I have tried to use like those sponges that have a little bit of rough on the other side, you know, one side sponge, the other side's abrasive. And I've tried to use that, and the color of the stain does not change at all, whether I use a little bit of baking soda, you know, not super abrasive, but abrasive.
I mean, it sounds like it's either a chemical reaction or some of the finish has changed due to sun fading. I mean, that's what it seems like rather than something you can clean.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
It's not in the sun. I actually have a carport. And so some of it, you can just see where it's been run off from the little teeny tiny gutter that they put up alongside of these mobile homes, which I'm not kidding you. It's not even a half inch wide.
So here's what I would suggest you do. Take a picture and post it to the Money Pit's Facebook page. It's facebook.com/themoneypit. Give us a little bit of history, and we'll take a look and get you an answer. Sound good?
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if your driveway is stained from oil leaks or if it's cracked or worn, now is a great time to clean and seal it. Now, beyond stain removal, the type of driveway maintenance that you need to do will depend on whether you have concrete, asphalt, or a paver brick driveway.
Yeah, but first let's talk about those oil stains. To get rid of them, you want to mix up a solution of trisodium phosphate and do it into a paste. You'll find it's called TSP for short, by the way, and you'll find it in the paint aisle of any hardware store or home center. Now, apply that TSP paste wet to the stain, then let it sit for an hour or more, and then rinse it off. Now, the sooner you can get to the stain, the better, but even old stains can be successfully lifted with this technique.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights Contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
You know, or if I did buy the batting in certain areas, would I want the batting up or would I want that paper down?
No, you want unfaced because the moisture barrier goes towards the living space, and that's already inaccessible now because it's going to be the ceiling that's under all of that blown in. So if you think it's about flush with the top of the ceiling joist right now, then I would just add a second layer perpendicular to that, and you can do that with bats.
Okay. That'll work. I appreciate it. Thank you all so much.
All right. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us on this November weekend. Well, now that that winter weather is kind of landing upon us, it's smart to make sure that your home and systems are ready. We've got your key winterization checklist next.
Are you annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going? Let's face it, the government does a terrible job of managing money, especially when it's yours and mine. Tax dollars are being wasted, and all the government does is have their hand out for more. So what do? They send you, the taxpaying American or business owner, a letter saying you underpaid your taxes, and you owe us a lot more. Don't laugh and don't cry. Call the Tax Resources Network now. Their trained experts can help negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793-1147.
The call to serve. So I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. That's 800-721-1047.
Title IX was a game changer for girls and women in the United States. This law opened up opportunities for us to compete in sports, earn scholarships, and excel in academics. It has been a key to unlocking a lifetime of experiences and achievements. My generation will be robbed of this right. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect, and it will be death by a thousand cuts. Adding gender identity to the law's protections will give boys and men the right to compete in our sports, access our locker rooms, and steal our scholarships. This is unfair. We are being erased. Our safety, dignity, and opportunities will disappear. And in a few years, we'll wonder how this happened. Here and now, we must stand up for the truth and for our existence. My future depends on it. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Leslie, I know you love this time of the year. Do you have big Thanksgiving plans? Are you going to be hosting or are you going to be visiting?
No, actually, I have to work for Good Morning America on Thanksgiving. So since I'm already in the city, I'm going to shuttle my kids in with me and we're going to go watch the parade.
Awesome idea. That's excellent.
We did it once before when the kids were little, and it was super cold, and we wore snow pants, and it was exciting and fun, and I figured why not do it one more time, and then we're either going to come home and cook a turkey or grab a bite in the city. We haven't really decided.
Now, any expert tips on how to get the best view spot for that parade?
I mean, we're going to be kind of, you know, stuck with what we get since I've got to work until 9 a.m. and the parade will be on its way. I can't get there early enough as I'd like to be. But you definitely want to scout out a corner. You have to remember that the parade goes from Central Park all the way to 34th Street on 6th Avenue. So there is a ton of viewing opportunities. The other thing that was interesting from a previous time watching the parade many years ago, below, I want to say, 38th Street, the parade goes silent, which is so interesting because of the live broadcast to, you know, the television networks on 34th in front of Macy's. Everything gets quiet so that you can hear those Broadway performances and all of the other things that are going on without sort of a bleed through of sound. And I found it so weird to watch the parade in silence. So definitely go more uptown if you want the full experience.
I have the perfect spot for the full experience. My favorite place is on my couch. Yes.
I feel like you got to do it.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate all those bands being quiet so that I can hear the whole broadcast.
Now we've got Deanne on the line who needs some help with the windows at her money pit. What's going on?
I have old steel-framed metal commercial windows in my house, and the outside walls are double brick. There's no wood in the outside wall, so these are screwed right into the brick. And we took out one and replaced it, and we had a very hard time doing that. And I don't know if we should replace them or just try to repair them.
Well, I mean, if you repair them, I can't imagine they're very energy efficient. So repairing them and making them operational, you know, could restore some of the function, but I don't think they'll be energy efficient. Replacing them is a better option, but of course, as you cited, because they're built into the wall, it's a difficult installation because you've got to get the old ones out. So is this a project you want to do yourself, or do you think maybe you want to have a pro help you?
I used to have a builder's license, but I physically can't do that anymore. So I'd probably hire someone.
Yeah, I think you might want to think about doing that because taking out those old metal windows that are screwed into the bricks is an awful lot of work. And also, if you're going to put replacement windows in, they've got to be measured just right and they've got to be installed just right so that they don't leak. And I don't think you want that responsibility. You ought to have a pro measure them and install them. I think that's where you'll be assured they'll come out just right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, now that winter weather is upon us, it's smart to make sure that your home and all the systems that operate your home are ready. So here's your key winterization checklist.
Now, first up, if you've not done it yet, make sure your heating system is serviced so you won't be left out in the cold. You know, heating systems that burn natural gas, propane, or oil get dirty every time they run, and if they're not cleaned and serviced, they could become inefficient at best or even dangerous.
Now, next, it's the time to seal the door and window with weather stripping or caulk to help eliminate those drafts. Now, the less your furnace has to run while you're away, the lower that January utility is going to be.
And a cozy fire burning in the fireplace is the best way to cozy up to your home. But the creosote buildup found in an unmaintained chimney is a leading cause of dangerous house fires. So if you're a heavy user of the fireplace, schedule a chimney sweeper service every fall to make sure you're getting that chimney super clean.
And finally, one of the more dreaded tasks about owning your own home is cleaning those gutters and those downspouts. Now, most people only do this when they have to, or kind of in other words, when there's a problem or they notice that that gutter's not working properly. However, those gutters really should be cleaned at least twice a year, once in the early spring and once again in the fall.
Yeah, this is a good job to hire out to a pro. Not only is it safer than you going up on a ladder yourself, a pro will make sure that your gutters are pitched properly, they're level in order to drain properly, and they're secure. Any loose attachment points are repaired to make sure that those gutters are securely fastened to your home and working properly. It's really important that the water collect there and get moved away from your foundation, because that avoids a whole host of problems like slippery sidewalks, wet basements, you name it. So gutter maintenance, super important, and certainly now is the important time to do just that, because there's a reason it's called fall. We'll leave it at that.
Greg in Texas is looking to do some construction. How can we help you?
Moved in with my parents, who are elderly and kind of needing some help.
Okay.
And so they had a three-bedroom, one-bath house. And so it's just a little bit kind of crowded. And what I was trying to figure out is it would it be better to add a room on to the back of the house and, you know, go ahead, that would involve more construction and, like, adding a bathroom, which would mean having to redo the septic system, you know, the septic system there. Or it'd be a lot more cost effective, I think, to put in like a 12x16 storage unit in the back, but then like insulate it and put an air conditioner where if I wanted to spend some time out there, I could, but not necessarily put a bathroom in.
So are you talking about building this storage unit? You mean like building like a shed, kind of like a man cave?
Right, yeah. When it comes time to sell, though, you know, what would be the more a better deal to do, you think?
Yeah, I would tell you straight off, you're better off expanding the house now, because that's where your value is. You're not going to get as much value from a standalone building like that. Plus, you may run up against some zoning issues. You know, you're talking about, you know, like it's like building a second house on the property, even if it's really small. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, a small space for storage. It's still like having a second building on the property. So I think you're probably better off improving the house itself. What you might want to do is speak to a realtor or to a local real estate agent and determine what, you know, the value of your home will be compared against in your community. You know, if most of the homes are two bath and you have one bath, you could add a significant value to the house by putting that second bath in. And if you're adding a bedroom and a bathroom, you know, that's how homes are valued. They're compared against other houses that have the same number of beds or bathrooms. So I suspect that expanding the existing house is going to be give you a far better return on investment than building, you know, an undetermined at this point sort of man cave out there. Even though I'm sure you'd love to go out there and get away from your parents once in a while, I don't blame you. I think the best way to improve the value and maintain the value of the home you have is to work at that level. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Well, appreciate it.
All right, Greg. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. We want to hear from you and what you are working on, so call in your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT.
And still to come, holiday season is peak break-in season. Is your garage your home's weakest link? Find out after this.
FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtry, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com. Now's a great time to remodel your kitchen or bathroom before the holidays. You can add a new granite countertop at a fraction of the cost with the revolutionary products from Deich Coatings. The new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit makes it easier than ever to get granite countertops in just a weekend. This DIY project rolls on a granite surface that's as smooth as glass. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It spreads easily over your existing countertops and other hard surfaces, transforming them into new smooth stone surfaces that look and perform just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop. The introductory price is just $229 for a kit covering 40 square feet or $149 for a kit covering 20 square feet, all with free shipping.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
And also, if your garage door has windows, just cover them up to keep away any prying eyes.
Yeah, and lastly, if you have a door that leads from the garage door to the house, make sure that door is as secure as any other entry door with both a keyed and a deadbolt lock. I think people think it's a safer door, so sometimes they don't put that deadbolt in. But the deadbolt is really what does the work in terms of keeping that door secure. So if you don't have it on the door between your house and the garage, add it. We've got more holiday home security tips online right now at moneypit.com.
Darren in Virginia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yeah, so I'm trying to convert my toilet from regular water in the house to a 265-gallon rain barrel outside. So piping it in, underneath my house I have the CPVC, the smaller stuff. So what I was wondering is, do I have to filter that water? And if I pump it in there, what is the max PSI that I should use?
Are you putting a pump on it?
I'm gonna have a solar pump on it.
All right, so first of all, no, you don't have to filter toilet water because it's wastewater. It's gray water, so it can go straight in. Secondly, how much pressure do you need? Well, I guess that's really going to depend on the toilet, but I would think, you know, most water pressure in a house is going to be anywhere between 50 and 70 pounds. So that's probably what your toilet's used to working with. And thirdly, you want to make sure, I know it's a great thing that you're doing trying to use rainwater for all this, but let's not forget the obvious. Make sure your toilet itself is efficient. You know, the toilets today can use as little as about 1.3 gallons of water per flush. So if you have an older toilet, you might want to upgrade it so you need even less water for the flushing mechanism.
All right. So that's something to think about also.
What other green upgrades are you making to the house?
This actually all started with I put in a drinking system for my pigs.
Okay. Well, you got a farm there?
I have a farm. I have a small farm in Damascus, Virginia, and we piped in the stalls drinking nipples for the pigs because they kept spilling all their water.
Right.
So now they are totally self-sufficient. They have a solar-powered pump at 40 PSI going to these nipples, and it's coming off of their roof into a rain barrel that feeds it.
Wow, so this is a natural extension of that, and if it's good enough for the pigs, I guess it's going to be good enough for your home plumbing system as well.
Yeah, I definitely want to try to do as much as I can with Mother Nature before I have to depend on somebody else.
All right, well, it makes a lot of sense. Darren, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, a wall-mounted flat-screen TV offers a great view of your favorite shows and movies, but what's not so great? Those unsightly dangling cords and wires. We're going to share some tips to make them all disappear like magic. Next.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
60 Seconds of Service. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. In Omaha, Bellevue University recently announced the kickoff of its Backpack Drive and is seeking help from the communities to support homeless veterans. The Backpack Drive, which is currently underway, fills backpacks with essential items for homeless military veterans at Sienna Francis House and New Visions Homeless Services. Cash donations and donated items are being collected now through November 1st. Ashley Rodriguez, manager of the Military Veterans Services Center, said the support from the community can make a difference. Each backpack filled with items not only provides immediate relief, but also shows our veterans that they are not...
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Families. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And now is the perfect time to reach out with your questions about your project at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Julie wrote into Team Money Pit saying, I have a clay tile roof that I want to replace with metal, not the sheets, but those that look like clay tiles. I'm getting conflicting advice. Some say it's a very good idea. Others say that with lesser weight on the trusses, it will cause the sheetrock inside the house to crack. What are the pros and cons of switching from a clay tile roof to a metal roof? I have never heard that the weight load causes issues inside. I mean, I would imagine if it went more.
Right. Then it'd be more of a concern.
Maybe.
I mean, I can't really think of any reason you get cracks by removing that weight, but you may get some settlement and some shifting. That would be normal. But if it does happen, repairs to cracked drywall are really easy to do. But meanwhile, there's a lot of benefits to a metal roof. So it's a great option for you. It's a long-term investment. It lasts a long time. Lots and lots of styles available, including one that emulates clay tile. We did a TV segment on this, in fact, not too long ago, and we had some of that clay tile-styled metal roof in the studio, and it was some really neat stuff. Beautiful, incredibly durable. It can protect against extreme temperatures, high winds, heavy snow and ice, you name it. It stands up, and it's 100% recyclable, and it's energy efficient. That's also something not very few people know because it reflects the sun so your house doesn't overheat. Look, if you want to learn more about the benefits of metal roofs, I would suggest you download the Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com. That's a site run by the Metal Roofing Alliance. It's really, really informative, and they've done a great job detailing out all the information available about metal roofs.
All right, Julie, I hope that helps you out, and you get a beautiful new roof to enjoy.
Well, a wall-mounted flat-screen TV offers a great view of your favorite shows and movies and sporting events, but what's not so great? All of those unsightly dangling cords and wires it takes to hook it up. Leslie shares tips on how to make them all disappear in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, guys, fortunately, cord management systems make it easy to keep all of those wires under control. And these systems are designed to hide cables, and then they can be painted to match your wall color. So it kind of blends in totally seamlessly. They're really easy to install, and they keep things looking neat and tidy. Now, another option if you have cables that need to run across a room or a doorway, now these are called cord covers or simply a door threshold, but these are specialized because they kind of have a channel in them that you can run the cables and then cover over, and they're truly designed to protect those cables. They keep them out of sight, but they stand up to the heavily trafficked areas. And if you're up for a more permanent solution, I mean, you can run those cords through the wall itself. This does involve a power outlet, perhaps. You can install a wall cable kit behind the TV, and that's going to completely eliminate those visible wires. It's really not as a difficult project as it sounds. It just does take some finagling, and your comfort level with kind of digging into the wall has to be a little, you know, more tolerant there.
A bit more involved.
Yeah, you do put a hole, like, behind the TV, and then you put a hole kind of near the plug, and you kind of feed everything through the wall. So if you're up for that challenge, definitely take it because putting it through the wall is awesome. Whatever you do, I mean, a sleek-looking flat-screen TV mounted to the wall without any clutter of cords is awesome. So tackle this project in any way you feel comfortable and enjoy all those lovely holiday Hallmark movies. Come on, guys. You know there's a handsome tree guy waiting for you somewhere. Well, ladies, you know what I mean.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, coming up next time on the program, as temperatures drop, are your home heating bills starting to run out of control? There's always that shock when you open up the first one, right? Well, we're going to share three ways you can cut heating costs and get comfortable on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
From the Fox News Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook, it's Brian Kilmeade.
To the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show, so glad you're here. Man, it's been a crazy week. It's been a good week. I mean, not a lot of controversy, but just a lot of news. Mark Thiessen standing by. John O'Hurley, actor, author, comedian, good friend of the show. Game show host, I should add, and also hosting I didn't know he was going to be in studio. Wow. He's also hosting the National Dog Show on NBC, and he does have a very good voiceover. So if when it is time to do my life story, if you could book him, it would be a wonderful surprise. If that's okay. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
In my mind, this is an experimental missile. I doubt they have any arsenal of it because it is experimental. And he's trying to use this as much leverage as he can to change the behavior of the United States and also Zelensky.
And that he's talking about Vladimir Putin. That, of course, General Jack Keane raising the stakes in the grinding, grueling war with Ukraine. The next days might be the most crucial in the conflict. We'll break it down.
Number two.
Would the Massachusetts State Police assist in mass deportations?
No, absolutely not. I think that the key here is that, you know, every tool in the toolbox has got to be used to protect our citizens, to protect our residents.
Yep. It is showdown before the Trump takeover. Migrant crime raging and Dems turn a blind eye. Tone deaf. How many more lives have to be lost or altered before Tom Homan and Donald Trump take over?
Number one.
When Gates resigned, he announced he did not intend to serve in the next Congress. Gates cannot revoke his resignation for this Congress, but because he was elected 2 weeks ago, he could serve next year.
So odd. Congressman Gates shown the door as Trump trades up and names Pam Bondi as his AG nominee. Mark Thiessen, Washington Post. Fellow of the American Enterprise Institute, host of the podcast, What the Hell is Going On, joins us. Mark, I heard you with Brett, and I know you were trying to be subtle, but it just came clear. Matt Gaetz was not the right pick. Others were. I feel relieved, because I want the president to be successful. I think everyone should, that he's out. Do you?
100%. Look, this was a mistake, but it was a quickly recovered mistake. The last, I think the Gaetz nomination lasted 8 days. So this was not protracted. This is not going to cause a problem for his transition. He's, as you say, he traded up. Pam Bondi is a great choice for Attorney General, someone who is an accomplished lawyer, who has served as a state attorney general, who's a prosecutor, and who's loyal to Trump and is going to clean up the Justice Department. So I think we've come out of, we started this week in a bad place, and we've come out of it in a great place.
How do you think Pete Hegseth's doing from what he's dealing with, a guy that not many people really familiar with, if people don't know, Harvard, he went to Princeton undergrad, Harvard master's, served in the National Guard for 18 years, rose to major, served in two theaters, two separate tours of duty, also with the National Guard, has done things domestically, and wrote two books very critical of the culture in the Pentagon. Your thoughts about what Pete's facing?
Well, first of all, I love Pete, and I wish him all the best. And look, he will not be the youngest Secretary of Defense. He's 44, and Don Rumsfeld was 43 when he first became Secretary of Defense. I think what we need is some youthful vigor at the Pentagon, and, he's gonna go through the confirmation process, and he's gonna get some questions, and this is why we have a confirmation process, you know. He's gonna have, some tough questions. He's gonna have to explain himself and convince the Senate that he's the right man to lead the Pentagon. RFK Jr. is going to have to convince the Senate that he is qualified to run the HHS. Tulsi Gabbard is going to have to convince them as well that she's qualified to be qualified for those posts. Those are the nominees that are going to have some scrutiny. I think the rest of his cabinet is going to sail through. I think that he's made, if you just look at the breadth of the choices he's made, from Elise Stefanik and Marco Rubio to Doug Burgum, not just being Interior Secretary, but being like running a National Energy Council, like being an energy czar for the administration. I'm very excited about the Trump cabinet.
What about Doge? What's your sense? Because you know how government works, and you also know how talented Vivek and Elon Musk are.
Yeah. So first of all, I think that the Elon Musk Donald Trump partnership is the greatest partnership between an American president and an inventor since George Washington and Benjamin Franklin. I mean, they're going to, just like they revolutionized, they led the American Revolution, they're going to revolutionize American government. I think it's fantastic. I think it's getting bipartisan support. Chris Coons came out in support of the Doge. If they can save us trillions of dollars in spending by taking an outsider's fresh look at how government functions, that is terrific. Now, the problem you got to keep in mind is that most governments, this is not going to solve our problems. You know, we should be spending the taxpayers' money efficiently, because every dollar that goes into the federal treasury, a waitress, a factory worker, a mechanic, a plumber, worked really hard to make that money and send it to Washington. So we have a responsibility to spend every tax dollar responsibly and make sure that we're getting the most out of it and that it's being spent on priorities. But the discretionary spending is a tiny fraction of the federal budget. You're not going to solve the debt problem by even if this is the most efficient project ever, it's not going to work. It's sort of like the conservative equivalent of taxing the rich. There are not enough rich people to pay for everything that the left wants to do, right? There's not enough discretionary spending to solve the fiscal crisis that our country's in. So the only way you ever do that is to take on entitlement spending, to reform Social Security, reform Medicare, and all those other things, which Trump has kind of said he doesn't want to do. Both candidates campaigned on not touching those. So you're not going to solve the debt problem by this, but it's worth doing because we shouldn't be wasting trillions of dollars. It just shouldn't be happening. And so if they can get $2 trillion in savings out of this thing, or maybe more, that would be a great service for America.
Well, put it this way. They better run it all past Marjorie Taylor Greene, because I don't want Elon Musk and Vivek not running it past the chairman of this new Doge. She's named there, so there'll be an interesting triple.
Oh, good God.
Threesome. But Mark, I think the focus is going to be this. For example, Social Security. I'm not cutting Social Security, but I'll cut the number of people working in the Social Security department. And I'll do it by, bringing up the software to the 21st century, bringing the computers, find a way to consolidate. So I'm not going into discretionary spending. I'm looking at the apparatus supporting the non-discretionary spending. That's what I thought one of the approaches was.
Yeah, I think, and that's all good, though you probably don't want to cut the number of people working on Social Security, because the second someone doesn't get their Social Security check, they're going to blame you for having cut the size of the Social Security Administration. But again, I mean, I think one of the things Trump has proposed is no taxes on Social Security income, which is kind of counter to the idea of putting Social Security in more fiscal, on a more stable fiscal footing. Now, maybe you can do that, take those taxes out of the general revenue, but it's all eventually money's fungible. It's all one pot. Remember from Al Gore, there is no lockbox. It's all one pot of money. So, you know, I would love to see him take on Social Security reform in some way in the over the course of an administration. One of the advantages of never having to run again is you can do things that are, you know, that mm-hmm. don't touch anybody's current Social Security spending, and people who are going to retire soon, but could put it on fiscal on a fiscally stable path for future generations.
So Mark Thiessen, our guest. Mark, the use of these, what they're calling a experimental intermediate range ballistic missile by Vladimir Putin, who quickly went on television and said it flies at 2.5 miles per second, the world's current air defense systems and the missile defense system developed by Americans in Europe do not intercept missiles like this. It's a warning and shows how upset he is about the release of restrictions on attackums, and I think it's storm chasers or whatever. I forgot the name of the type of long-range rockets.
The British ones.
How about that? So your thoughts about what he did?
First of all, I'm glad that Biden finally lifted the restrictions on Ukraine using these missiles, because what the Russians have been doing is that they are firing missiles from Russian territory at Ukrainian cities, blowing up schools, blowing up hospitals, and they've been doing it with impunity because the Ukrainians have not been allowed to retaliate against them. And so, you know, if you're going to fire missiles from Russian, if you don't want to, Russian territory to be hit, don't fire missiles from Russian territory at Ukraine. It's not a one-way street. So I just wish Biden had done this 2 years ago and he had given them the attackums 2 years ago. With Biden, everything is too late. If we had given the Ukrainians everything that we're giving them now and lifted all the restrictions, this war would have ended 2 years ago and with a Ukrainian victory when the Russians were on their heels. So Biden's incompetence has led to this, you know, protracted struggle. At the same time, Vladimir Putin is sort of flexing his nuclear muscles. He is not going to use a nuclear weapon. And I'll tell you why. I can give you a number of reasons. But number one, he is afraid of Donald Trump. He is not going to escalate this and do it before Donald Trump. Now that Trump is maybe before Trump had been elected, but he understands Donald Trump told him in that phone call that he denies ever happened, don't escalate. And if he starts escalating, if he tried to use a nuclear weapon, he would incur the wrath of Donald Trump, and he doesn't want to do that. That's one of the reasons why, if you look at the history, he invaded Georgia under my old boss, George W. Bush. He invaded Crimea under Obama. He did nothing under Trump, and then he invaded again under Biden. What pattern do you see here? He doesn't escalate under Donald Trump's presidency. So I think the chances are near zero that he's going to use a nuclear weapon once Trump has been elected.
We both believe that he has a bigger picture in mind. Even though he has performed terribly militarily and paid an awful price of 700,000 removed from the battlefield, has to beg Iran and North Korea for weapons and artillery, and now men, they still have a mission, and that is to take back the areas that once belonged to them and rattle the cages of the West. This is what General Keane, who believes that they don't want to stop there. They threatened Poland yesterday, too, by the way. He said this, and I did not, and I missed it. It was about what was written in a German paper. This, cut 33.
And German intelligence actually publicized recently, and I suspect our intelligence agencies feel much the same. The reality is that they said that Russia fully intends, after the Ukraine is finished with, to expand into Europe. And all the European nations know that, and certainly I think our country knows that. We're in a pre-war era. There's already two wars in our geographical key areas, the Middle East and Europe, and President Xi is threatening war, obviously, in the Indo-Pacific region.
So they're admitting the expansion is on his things-to-do list, and that is written to, I think, alert the West. This is no joke. Do you think it's as significant as General Keane?
I do. I mean, look, Vladimir Putin, if you want to know what Vladimir Putin's plans are, just read the 6,886 word essay he wrote, which is on the Kremlin website. You can go to see it now. and see what his plans are. He's laid it all out about why Ukraine and Russia, the Ukrainians and the Russians are one people, and how he, with the dissolution of the Soviet Empire, was a disaster. I mean, he's laid it out. One of the lessons we've learned from history is take the words of your enemy seriously. Osama bin Laden issued a fatwa in 1996 saying, declaring war on America, and we ignored it, and 9/11 happened. You can go back even further, and Adolf Hitler wrote Mein Kampf, where he laid out his plans to eradicate the Jews and then restore the German, create a thousand-year Reich, and then we ignored it, and we had the Holocaust. I mean, we need to take the words of our enemies seriously, and we need to, when our enemies tell us they're going to do something. And by the way, Xi Jinping has written that he plans to take back Taiwan. Every one of our enemies has told us this. So, you know, listen, when your enemies tell you their plans, take them seriously.
I just hope Trump goes in there and understands, hears all voices. Nobody likes war, but it wasn't our choice. And the people we're fighting are going to keep fighting, whether we support Ukraine or not. And that's
the rise of ISIS.
That's the thing.
So he inherited the rise of ISIS in the first year of when he came into his presidency. He believes it would have never happened if he had been president, but he inherited it, and he took the gloves off our military and destroyed them in a matter of months. So the question is, so now he's inherited a war in Ukraine that would have never happened if he was president, and he needs to end it in a way that is a sustainable peace.
And I just think understanding it's not about Ukraine. It is about Ukraine directly, but indirectly, it's about a dominance of Eastern Europe. It's going to be more expensive to help NATO and to work with NATO if they're able to have success in Ukraine. And we're going to be spread out through the Pacific, too, because channels say, I know exactly the formula to take Taiwan and wait the Americans out. They lose interest.
Yep. No, and look, here's the thing we got to figure out, okay, is whether Donald Trump, whether the war in Ukraine continues or Donald Trump succeeds in having a peace accord, we're going to have to find a way to arm Ukraine long term, because even if there's a peace accord, they're going to have to be able to have a strong military to deter Russia from starting up again. So we got to find a mechanism to do that without the taxpayers subsidizing it. And there's ways to do that. They have $26 trillion in natural resources, titanium, iron ore, natural gas that can be exploited. That can be used to fund the war. There's $300 billion in Russian assets that have been seized by Europe. Why don't we take those assets, give it to the Ukrainians, and let them buy weapons from America so we get the $300 billion? It revitalizes our defense industry. Mm-hmm. The Russians pay for the Ukrainian weapons, and Ukraine gets the weapons it needs to deter or defeat Russia. There's lots of ways to do this. American taxpayers have invested $150 billion in securing Ukraine. They've got $26 trillion in resources. Do we want those to go to Russia and China, or do we want them for America?
That's, I think, I know the answer. I love your rhetorical answers when I know the answer.
And I ask these questions because I know you know the answer.
All right, Mark. I'm almost worthy to co-host a podcast with you, but not quite there yet. Mark Thiessen, thanks so much. Have a fantastic weekend.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.
And he's also relieved that Matt Gaetz is no longer in the mix. Back with your calls in a moment. John O'Hurley, the legendary actor, soon. And of course, I'm so glad you're there. Don't move.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY, it's GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma. Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. The Menendez brothers are one step closer to freedom after the Los Angeles District Attorney announced they are recommending resentencing. Eric and Lal were convicted for the 1989 murder of their parents, Jose and Kitty, and were given life without parole. But new evidence brought to light has caused George Gascon's office to reconsider.
I do believe that the brothers were subjected to a tremendous amount of dysfunction in the home. And molestation.
Because those claims of sexual abuse were not originally considered, Gascon is now asking the courts to give them a new sentence of 50 years to life and make them immediately eligible for parole. A judge would have to approve the resentencing, as well as the state parole board signing off on their release. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, broke the record for most consecutive games played, 2,131. The record had been held for 56 years before that by Lou Gehrig.
Well, you know, I see myself as someone that was very lucky and had a good career, and I think that I'm pretty good. I mean, I don't put myself all the way down and not think that I've had a pretty significant career. I've enjoyed being in the presence of all the great players and this collection of players. I sat and talked to Henry Aaron a long time and really enjoyed talking to Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. I just enjoy being in the environment. Maybe when I get older and you start to look back, you may have a historical view of your career. But right now, I just see myself as a guy that was lucky enough to play baseball for a long time.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Fox Rocks.
I'm Michelle Foligno.
My name.
Snoop Dogg's Long in the Works reunion album with Dr. Dre has a release date. The album titled Missionary will drop December 13th and will feature 15 tracks with guest appearances from the late Tom Petty, Eminem, Jelly Roll, Sting, Method Man, 50 Cent, and BJ the Chicago Kid. Petty is represented on a rework of his 90s hit Last Dance with Mary Jane with assistance from Jelly Roll. Eddie Murphy will star in a biopic of Parliament Funkadelic legend George Clinton. Murphy will re-team with his Dreamgirls director Bill Condon. The yet untitled project is based on Clinton's 2014 memoir, Brothers Be, You're Like George. Ain't That Funkin' Kinda Hard on You? The film reportedly will be released by Amazon Prime. Clinton and his manager, Jeff Jampol, are among the executive producers. Clinton is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Pam Bondi is exactly what I was saying in the last segment that we should all fear, because she's competent. We may not agree with her ideologically, but she actually knows how to do this job. So if anyone on the Democratic side or anyone who cared about liberty or justice was thinking, well, maybe Matt Gaetz will screw this up and that'll give us some time. No, Pam Bondi knows what she's doing.
That's a compliment. And that's just it. She's a conservative prosecutor, aggressive one, and that is Jason Johnson on MSNBC. I guess that's what they're still calling it, MSNBC, because you read yesterday, they're going to be selling it off and maybe changing the name or putting it into a different form on the company. Man, I personally don't get it. because MSNBC, whatever you want, I thought it makes money. I thought you keep it on cable, but you got it streaming. You know, so I don't know how you don't think that would be a profit engine. I also heard that Rachel Maddow was forced to take a pay cut. I mean, she should take a pay cut. She works one day a week for $25 million. But she's the only one there who gets ratings. So I just thought that was crazy. But this is what's great. What Trump wants to do, I think, is get people that are going to be disruptive but that are competent and experienced. So you might not like what they're going to do, but you can't doubt that they can do it. That's why it's so effective for when Tulsi Gabbard's able to go up there and sell her story, tell her personally background, let them try to land a blow on her in order at the committee hearings, nomination sessions. Good luck with that, because I think she's going to be great. They're going to ask her about Syria and Russia, and she's going to have a chance to fire back about what it was like being on the no-fly list, why, how hurtful it was, but she doesn't complain about being hurt, how hurtful it was if people say she was a Russian asset like Hillary Clinton. And, you know, and that's why being head of the Department of National Intelligence would work. I think that Kristi Noem and others just got to describe how their skills apply to the job. I thought Matt Gaetz was unsellable. I think if the president likes him so much, he should put him in the White House. And the guy is very loyal to him and knows Congress. So that might be a voice he wants around him. And you don't have to go through the nomination process.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flour for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We are back, and one of our favorite all-time guests is in studio, John O'Hurley, actor, author, comedian, game show host. Did I leave anything out, John?
No.
Is there anything else you can do? Inventor, magician?
Except to say that of all the press that I'm doing this week, this was the show
right.
I looked forward to because I enjoy spending so much time with you. Now, I am going to see Stuart Varney later, so I will find another way to say pretty much the same thing to him. But I enjoy my time with you so much.
I'm excited. I didn't know it was 20-plus years, the National Dog Show on NBC, Thanksgiving Day. It'll be on from 12 to 2. I did not know you were doing it that many years.
23 years we've done it like that. We hold an audience between, on any given year, between 25 and 30 million people. Isn't that amazing?
It's incredible. Yeah, and did you go in as a expert and dogs or just passion? You just like dogs?
Would you like to hear?
Yeah, what does your resume look like?
This is the first year that we had the dog show. They brought the Old English Sheepdog up to the judge, this elegantly gowned woman. And if you don't know what an Old English Sheepdog is, it's 80 pounds of hair and 2 pounds of actual dog.
Mm-hmm.
So she walks around to the back of the dog. She starts picking through all of the hair on the back of the dog. And I turned to David Fry, my co-host, the most knowledgeable man of the world of dogs. And
he's been our show.
And I said, David, can you explain what she's doing? He says, John, she's putting her hands on the dog. To make sure that the shoulders and the hips align with the written specification of what the perfect Old English the sheepdog should be. He said, because you can hide a really bad dog with a really good haircut. And I said, you're telling me? I went to junior prom. She walks around to the front of the dog and starts picking through the hair on the dog's head. And I said, David, what is she doing now? He says, John, she's trying to find the eyes to make sure that they gauge the attentiveness of the dog. And I said, really? I said, well, if she picks through all of that hair and she finds only one eye, she's got the wrong end of the dog. So
this is on air.
This was my first year of the dog
and he loved it, right?
Well, it turned out, you know, it turned out in USA.
Because he has a sense of humor.
Well, you know, in the USA Today, on Monday, they always have notable comments from the sports commentators, and that was right up at the top. The wrong end of the dog, O'Hurley.
Well, that is fantastic. So you look forward to it?
Oh, every year. You know why?
But you have to repair, though, right?
I mean, when we started off in 2002, there were 165 breeds that were registered with the AKC. Mm-hmm. Now there are 213. We have 205 of them at this show. It's a record number that we've ever had. So you got to know a lot of new things. Every year there are springing new breeds. We have a brand new breed this year, the Lancashire Heeler. It's just, which is a little, looks like a corgi, and it is in fact a herding dog. It kind of nips at the
tiny herding.
I wouldn't say tiny, but small, but smaller.
It's amazing how much herding we needed at one point, right? Everything, like you have to, what are the border collie, also a herding dog.
Exactly.
They told me the Great Pyrenees was herding dogs.
I have
them, yeah.
The Great Pyrenees, the Newfoundland, also a herding dog. Well, you remember, if you think about it, dogs really weren't pets 4,000 years ago. We used them to stay alive. We used them for, here's another one, ratting. Remember those halcyon days of ratting?
Not yet. What is rat? Do you actually kill rats with dogs?
Well, all of the terriers were ratters. Yeah, they were all meant to get the vermin. That's why their heads are always that kind of little shape, and they go right down the hole, and they pull out the. And that's why the dogs also have that stubby little tail. You pull them out by the tail.
These are things. This is fascinating.
I'm
being serious because I'm a big dog family.
Well, dogs have a breed. The breeds have a form and a function, and that's what the show is all about. It's keeping the rich history of breeding alive so that these dogs can continue to do what they were bred to do. And it's just fascinating to see that you're right, when you talk about an Australian Shepherd, you can whistle or snap a finger, and that dog will hear that a quarter of a mile away and respond to it with in the herd, and it's fascinating to watch.
Yeah, my brother's really into this, can see any dog and tell you exactly where it is. But now I'm obsessed with, if I see a dog and I don't know what it is, I go up to it. I have to know.
No. Mm-hmm.
And I saw Australian, what is the, Australian Shepherd shaggy? I saw a shaggy Shepherd. It was bigger at the shoulder than the typical German Shepherd.
No,
that
was bred into something.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
no,
it was bred into something. Yeah,
the
Australian Shepherds are. Well, the show has no cheaters.
It
has to be. You know, we're celebrating.
You go for pedigrees.
We're going for the pedigrees, and like you.
Right.
You're a pedigree.
I'm not really. I'm Irish and Italian.
Oh,
so I would not be in your show.
Oh.
Right. It's a mix that seems to work. I know a lot of successful people that are Irish and Italian, but we're going to do a study on it at the end. So you are also very much into the news, John O'Hurley.
Into what?
Into the news.
Oh, exactly.
You keep up to everything. Every time I talk to you, I saw you at Brett Baer's.
Yes.
Brett Baer's, great thing that he does for General Hospital.
The Children's Hospital.
The Children's Hospital, right, in Washington, D.C.
So good to his child, I tell you. They've done wonderful things with Brett's son.
Right, absolutely, and everybody else. So where do you live now?
Live in L.A. In Lalaville.
What was the response in L.A. to the election? Because Trump seemed to have gained in 49 of 50 states, including in cities. Of course, not the majority in
cities. If you looked at the progressive color change in the state of California during the election, you will see it turning more and more rosé, to use a wine analogy for California. And I find that to be a very telling thing, that I think that there is a certain intolerance now of the way that things are being handled out there. That state is way too expensive, and it's just a mess.
Gascon ousted with 30%. Isn't that a great sign? Remember the whole cops are bad, defund the police, what the criminals deserve to be free? Yep. That's got him 30% of the vote in Los Angeles. Doesn't that give you hope?
Well, it does, and also the fact that they're waiting for the signing in of the new DA to overlook the Menendez case.
What's your thought about that?
I don't know. You know, that was
my daughter came out. This is taking over college campuses.
Yeah,
because they watched the movie and with the reenactments, and I'm getting all these questions from my college daughters.
Yeah, I don't know. When I first heard about it years and years ago, I had trouble buying into the molestation, and that being used as a reason to remove the heads of your parents. I think it, you know, at one point you fire enough bullets, you say, well, I'm not as mad as I was when I started this, you know.
Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, they did an atrocious thing to their parents. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to be front and center in Los Angeles,
so, surely.
Yeah.
So we watched a lot of people go to endorse Kamala Harris, who's California's finest. And she's out there. We watched Beyonce. We watched Willie Nelson, Bruce Springsteen, The Stallion. What was The Stallion's first name? Megan The Stallion. Sorry.
Cardi B.
Cardi B, she struggled a little bit.
Yeah, she was out there. Yeah, well, she fortunately had her smartphone.
Right. After like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it did. And it proved a thing that I've always said.
Which
because
is?
I'm a celebrity doesn't mean that my opinions deserve to be celebrated. I am just another bozo on the bus.
Right.
And that's all we are out there. We do happen to do one thing well, but it doesn't transfer into the fact that we are any smarter than anybody else.
But George Clooney ousted a president.
Can you believe it?
George Clooney. So we can't say celebrities don't have power, John O'Hurley.
They do. But also it backfired on him. It backfired. He has openly said that I am staying out of politics for
too late.
For the foreseeable future.
I apologize. I'm sorry. Not accepted. Too late. So I want you to hear what Joe Rogan said, who used to be in California, moved over to Texas, wanted to pay a little bit less more taxes, although he went to Austin, which is a fine city, but is very liberal.
It's the liberal.
But he's not a Republican, and he's not a conservative. Mm-hmm. I'm listening to these people say, Joe, we need a Joe Rogan for our side. He was on your side. He was voting for Bernie Sanders. He's not for Republican or Democrat. He's for common sense. But listen to what he said has happened since he came out to endorse President Trump.
Do you know how many artists that have reached out to me that are like, hippies, man, like artists, like musicians, comedians that thanked me for endorsing Trump because they can't do it. They said they want to, but they don't want to be attacked. They can't say it. They think the country's going in the wrong direction. They think that this control of social media by the government, which we would have had pretty much fully if it wasn't for Elon buying Twitter, that this is a dangerous precedent to set, whether it's a right-wing government or a left-wing government.
Your thoughts?
Spot on.
It doesn't surprise you?
No, it doesn't. Not at all. Not at all. There is a, you know, we had a quiet group of people called Friends of Abe years ago, which was the conservative element.
I spoke to them.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, they asked me to speak to them.
And Gary Sinise and Kelsey Grammer, myself, and Tommy Dreesen, a few other people, John Voight as well. And that was all part of the beginnings of that group. And there were 2,000 members of that group. Now, just think about it. You think of Hollywood as a unilateral political thought that everybody's like a lemming to the sea. Well, not so. Not at all. But it's a very quiet response. And I'll tell you, the reason I believe is that the liberal mentality moves towards towards groups. They form groups. You look at BLM, you look at Planned Parenthood, you look at PETA, you look at all of these that are essentially liberal groups. And that's what they move towards, and the power of the group will then have the usually be a little less mature than the individuals in it. But if you look at conservatives, you can't poll them because you can't find them. And I don't know who else is conservative because we don't talk about it. We just go about our lives and feel that we are personally responsible for our success or our failure. And that's what it is. So you can't really find us to poll us. And that's why they always underpoll the conservative
This always blew me away because I have a lot of actor friends and also did stand up for a while. It is pure meritocracy. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, John, you might have a friend that recommends you and you might get a part, but if you can't perform, if you don't know those lines under pressure, if you don't get ratings, if you don't get viewers, you don't get box office, after a while, if you're not a good team player, if you don't put the work in, you're not going to get hired.
Yep.
Yet they subscribe to a lot of elements and beliefs that show I'm going to share my money with other people. We're not going to be a meritocracy. We don't really like that capitalism. It's not really fair. I am privileged for the opportunity to fail, I guess. So it'll go, it's almost counterintuitive. I look at actors. When they make it, they make it. But you know how little money you guys have when you start?
Mm-hmm.
You're sharing small apartments together. Mm-hmm. You can't afford to live in Los Angeles. You remember how you try to get an agent, they won't return your call.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to outwork them. That is a fundamental, a composite American dream.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pursue my dream. When you finally get there, you know how hard you worked.
Mm-hmm.
You should be the last one that wants to give up 60% of your paycheck.
Well, interesting. Layer that with the cushion of a union. We have the Actors Union and things like that, and people have grown up as professional actors, but they always have the protection of the union to provide the minimum payments, to provide all of the benefits and stuff. So it becomes, as you move on, it becomes less and less of a solo adventure, and it becomes that you can move along with the cushion of the union.
Does the union provide money when you can't get work?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know.
They do have a fund that you can
Do you tap into?
Right. I haven't had to.
I've known people that tap into and say.
Uh-huh, uh-huh,
yeah. So have you lost money? Have you lost jobs because you didn't vote for President Obama?
The answer to your question very simply, too. I had two very large, I would say sizable endorsement contracts that I lost because within 2 weeks of filming, the CEO of each of the companies, and they will remain nameless, found out that I was a conservative, and they canceled the contract.
Does that anger you?
Oh, terribly. Terribly. Because it's difficult enough to get to a point in your career when you finally can command some attention, and to have that wiped free because of your simple political beliefs. I don't eschew anybody else their beliefs at all. I don't care, frankly.
Right.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, if you feel differently than I do, then good. But I've lost many friendships over it. I've lost, and certainly work. And again, and then there is the other side of it too, is that you'll never know the jobs you lost. They don't say, hey, by the way, you're not getting that job.
So John is pumped up today because he is announcing the National Dog Show. He's going to be hosting again on NBC Thanksgiving Day, which is right around the corner, 12 to 2, wherever you get NBC on your cable dial. Not available on UHF. Is that true? More with John O'Hurley in just a moment. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I
actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audienhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. An arrest made in the murder of a camper made to look like a bear mauling earlier this month. Authorities in Gallatin County, Montana say a beer can left inside Dustin Kajersham's tent was the key. Darren Christopher Abbey confessed to authorities to killing Kajersham after a chance encounter while camping near Big Sky. Abbey had originally planned to camp at the same location Kajersham did, and after finding him there, was offered a beer by the victim. What followed was Kajersham being struck with a solid piece of wood, stabbed in the neck with a screwdriver, and then hit with an axe. Abbey removed evidence that could tie him to the murder, including the axe, the cooler he touched, and firearms in his possession. But the beer can was left behind. Abbey is now facing charges including deliberate homicide and tampering with evidence. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. This is House Call for Health. Infections with the illness known as walking pneumonia or white lung pneumonia have been spreading at unusually high levels in young kids, emergency room data suggests. A year after a surge of such cases filled hospitals overseas. The worst rates of the illness caused by the bacteria Mycoplasma pneumoniae are in young children ages 2 to 4 years old, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention figures shared with CBS News. Since late spring, the number of infections caused by M. pneumoniae has been increasing, especially among young children, the CDC said in a statement. Close to 7% of emergency room visits with pneumonia in this age group were diagnosed with the bacteria through late September. This has dropped slightly from a peak of more than 10% in August, a CDC spokesperson said. The increase in 2 to 4 year olds is notable because these infections have been historically been thought to affect school age more than younger children, the agency said. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Elaine, you're out of control. You need help. Huh? I know what you're going through. I too once fell under the spell of opium. It was 1979. I was traveling the Yangtze in search of a Mongolian horsehair vest. I got to the market after sundown. All of the clothing traders had gone, but a different sort of trader still looked about. Just a tasty set. That was all it took.
Mr. Peterman, I don't know what's going on here. I am not addicted to anything.
Oh, Elaine, the toll road of denial is a long and dangerous one. The price? Your soul. And by the way, you have till 5 o'clock to clear out your desk. You're fired.
John O'Hurley on Seinfeld. John is here. The National Dog Show is coming up on NBC on Thanksgiving Day from 12 to 2. And it's our chance to talk about also comedian, author, actor, game show host. He'll do it all. Spokesperson, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I do.
did Seinfeld, did it hurt you getting Seinfeld? Did they know you were conservative before you got Seinfeld?
No.
And he wouldn't have cared anyway, right?
And you know, back then, politics never entered into Hollywood. I'd never heard, and I never even realized that Hollywood was liberal-leaning. I never knew. Never knew. It wasn't until Obama that I really got the message.
Why?
It was just apparent that everything was going to be leaning that way.
I thought the apology tour with President Obama when he went overseas and apologized for America, I never heard that before. Mm-hmm. We used to be accused of being walking around with too much of a swagger, like we were the best country ever.
And his wife saying how ashamed she was of America.
I've heard that. John, you feel optimistic, though, going into this Thanksgiving season.
A sense of optimism that I have never felt at any other time of my adult life. I truly mean that.
I feel the same way. So many people have said that to me. Why do you think it is?
Well, because I have never stayed in an Obama. I never stayed in a Hillary. I never stayed in a Biden. But I've stayed in a Trump, and it was always the best place in town.
Right. And I get the sense he's not going to be a great Republican or Democrat.
He
knows. I think he's
going to
be a great leader.
He does what he completes what he says he's going to do. And
right.
I can't find that anywhere in the political landscape.
And it starts with the border.
Yes, right? Shut it
starts
down.
Starts with the border, and then we get rid of the criminals, and we go from there. John O'Hurley, thanks so much. Check
Great
it out.
Great to be with you,
National Dog Show on NBC. He's got to tell Stuart Varney that he likes him, too, almost as much as me. Will he say that verbatim? Stay tuned to find out.
Driving is a freedom we often take for granted. But what happens when that freedom is taken by an unexpected breakdown? No one needs it, and who can afford it? With prices skyrocketing, we can barely afford a trip to the grocery store, let alone a car breakdown. But you can help protect yourself and your wallet by picking up the phone and calling my friends at CarShield. Call CarShield right now, 800-898-6155. For over 20 years, CarShield has been helping Americans protect their out-of-warranty vehicles, whether car, truck, or SUV. Protecting up to 5,000 parts and systems in nearly all makes and models. And with affordable monthly plans to fit any budget, you have to call CarShield folks right now. 800-898-6155. That number again, 800-898-6155. Or visit carshield.com/Levin. That's carshield.com/Levin for a free quote and 20% off. Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusion at carshield.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Wall Street kicks off a holiday shortened week with the blue chips opening Monday at a record high and Bitcoin hovering around with a $100,000 threshold.
It wasn't only the Dow that turned in a winning performance last week, adding almost 2%. The S&P and the NASDAQ advanced more than 1.5% on the week. Apparently, the stock market's post-election rally isn't quite over just yet. Bitcoin ended the week just shy of $99,000 after hitting a record of $99,850, a result of investors anticipating a more crypto-friendly administration and Congress. Rich Thomason reporting.
Also at townhall.com, President Biden has said very little about the election since Donald Trump's victory. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The president's only public discussion of the outcome of the election came during a short Rose Garden speech 2 days after the election. After warning voters for years that a Trump win would be disastrous for American democracy, Mr. Biden has gone largely silent on those concerns. White House spokesman Andrew Bates said Biden's views about the stakes for democracy are unchanged, but believes it's critical to respect the will of the voters by providing an orderly transition and peaceful transfer of power. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Donald Trump is keeping busy, choosing hedge fund manager Scott Bessent as his next Treasury Secretary. He's tapped Russell Vaught to lead the Office of Management and Budget, a position he had held during Trump's first term. He's nominated Oregon Republican Representative Lori Chavez de Ramer as his Labor Secretary, and Scott Turner, who worked in Trump's first administration, as his Housing Secretary. A senior Pakistani police officer says fighting between armed sectarian groups in the country's resistive northwest have been killed at least 37 people and comes days after a deadly gun ambush killed 42. More at townhall.com.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
There are growing concerns about a missing rabbi.
An Israeli Moldovan rabbi living in the United Arab Emirates has gone missing, with Israeli authorities raising the suspicion he may have been kidnapped as tensions remain high with Iran. According to the Israeli Prime Minister's office, Zvi Grogan has been missing since noon Thursday, the office adds. Since his disappearance, and against the backdrop of information that there was a terrorist incident, an extensive investigation has been opened in the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This past week has seen the most significant escalation in hostilities Ukraine has witnessed since Russia's full-scale invasion and marks a new chapter in the nearly three-year war. It began with President Biden reversing a long-standing policy by granting Kiev permissions to deploy American longer-range missiles inside Russian territory and ending with Moscow sinking Ukraine with a new experimental ballistic weapon. More at townhall.com. A congressional panel has recommended that U.S. toughen its trade relationship with Beijing.
The recommendation would roll back a nearly 25-year decision that helped bring about China's rapid economic growth, but that many in Washington now see as hurting U.S. interests. In its annual report to Congress, the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission called for the first time for ending permanent normal trade relations with Beijing. It echoes moves by prominent Republican lawmakers, as the trade war with China is expected to intensify under President-elect Donald Trump.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Mr. Trump's choice for Secretary of State, has called the favorable trading relationship with China one of the most catastrophic decisions the country has made. The country is reeling from snow and rain while preparing for another bout of bad weather ahead of Thanksgiving that could disrupt holiday travel. California bracing for more snow. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Join Shasta College Saturday and Sunday, December 7th and 8th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm for their annual country Christmas fair and tree sale. They have a wide variety of trees to choose from. And come and get your Christmas shopping done early with handcrafted gifts, plus proceeds will benefit Shasta College students. In addition to shopping, you can enjoy the free family fun activities with a bounce house for the kids and a petting zoo, too. It's all happening at the Shasta College Farm. Bring 6 non-perishable canned food items and receive $3 off one tree. Canned food will be donated to the Good News Rescue Mission.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Katherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights Contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Appreciate you being there, everyone. It's Brian Kilmeade coming to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world. We're watching the Danny Penny trial closely. The defense is up there going to bat for a guy that they are desperate to find something wrong with, but they can't. A Marine that surfs when his free time, plays in the symphony when he's not doing that. And as you hear him describe the story, you'd hope to have him around you anytime you might be in trouble. Contrast that with the ridiculous trial they put Trump through, with the rampant crime that's happening here, and the stabbing of three people by a psychotic lunatic who stabbed these people in a beautiful part of Manhattan simply because they were distracted. This hour, we're going to be joined by Chris Myers, author of a brand new book about his fantastic sports career. Mark Halperin standing by. So, Mark, let's get right to you. As a political analyst, best-selling author, having huge success with your YouTube show. Great to hear from you,
Brian. Nice to be back on with you. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, I mean, during this whole election, it seems to me like you really enjoyed being straight down the middle. And you were able to ride no one's wave, no one momentum, but point out who was on a roll and who wasn't, when Trump was flailing, when he wasn't, when the interpretation might be different from the reality. Why do you think you were able to do that? And the result really shows that you were right, especially in the backstretch.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, the three things quick. I've done it my whole career. I've always just felt I should be a straight journalist, not a partisan. And as you know, that's not all that common anymore. Two is I always had sources in both parties, and I did this cycle, including connected to the campaigns and the super PACs, but also independent analysts with a lot of access to data. And finally, the platform I'm on now that you mentioned, Two-Way, we bring in regular Americans from across the country, and we have Trump supporters and Harris supporters and Biden supporters and Kennedy supporters and Musk supporters, and those voices were never wrong. They weren't always singing the same song, but if you listen to them in totality over the course of the last few months, they kept all of us real honest about what the country was thinking, and no one who was on my platform was surprised at the outcome.
Here's the one thing different that we're always going to remember in this era, and I don't think it's going to be replicated. So, you know, Romney loses to Obama, okay. McCain loses to Obama, all right, this is the result, and, you know, whether someone took it bad or ran a bad campaign, one thing or the other. But I never remember a time, and it's happened now for three straight cycles, where Donald Trump was living. Not only did people not want him, they said he was going to destroy the country, called him Hitler, a fascist. Now, Trump uses those type of words in rhetoric, but people got the impression that Trump was going to end the world. And when he wins and he goes to the White House and they shake hands and say, Donald, I'm here to help you, a lot of people got freaked out. Were caught by surprise. Why do you think that is?
You know, I really pleaded with everyone I knew who was a never Trumper, someone with Trump derangement syndrome or super opposed to Donald Trump. I said, he's going to get 47% of the vote, and he might get 50. But the difference between 47 and 50 is, you know, several million Americans. You have to respect the fact that tens of millions of people are going to vote for him, and you have to be prepared for that. And some people listened to me, but most of them didn't. There's something about Donald Trump that sets them off. Now, he brings a lot of it on himself through his behavior, through his rhetoric, through his conduct. But it goes beyond that. And of course, it's particularly exacerbated by what I call the dominant media, which creates this fantasy world of Joe Biden doesn't have an acuity problem. Kamala Harris should be given the nomination without any question. The open border is not an issue that people really care about. All these things. The prosecutions of Donald Trump, the attempts to keep him off the ballot.
Trans athletes in sports.
The attempts to keep Bobby Kennedy off the ballot. All of these things. The failure of the president, the vice president, to express outrage at the murder of American citizens by people in the country illegally. All these things add up to a blue bubble that they just can't see. I see this all the time. I'll say to a Trump supporter, why does the left not like Donald Trump? And they can explain it. Very easily, why people would not like Donald Trump. And some of them feel the same way, but they still think he'd be a better president than Kamala Harris. But most people on the left, if you say, why do people like Donald Trump? They're paralyzed. They can't answer the question. And the litany you and I just did together is a big part of the explanation. It's not the whole thing, but it's a big part of it. And they just, for some reason, they can't appreciate that tens of millions of their fellow countrymen and women feel differently than they do.
And the thing is, what made it personal is that people were dismissive of those who did follow him, like they have mental acuity issues. You know, There's something wrong with them. And when the words comes out like garbage or the basket of deplorables, it made it us against them. And was there enough us to beat them? And when there
100%.
Was, people freaked out. And among them, I listen to Jon Stewart. I don't care if he rips me tomorrow. He's so talented. But I wanted to see how he would take this and listen to this.
Meanwhile, Joe and Mika Brzezinski Scarborough, who famously warned of the growing threat of Trump's fascism, also had an interesting announcement to make.
Joe and I went to Mar-a-Lago to meet personally with President-elect Trump. And for those asking why we would go speak to the President-elect during such fraught times, especially between us, I guess I would ask back, why wouldn't we?
Because you said he was Hitler.
And what's the result? I mean, his response is similar to what you just talked about. What's the result of what they did, what they did?
Well, they're longtime friends of mine, and so I'll speak more generally rather than just them. I think everybody on the left should be asking the question, why wouldn't people want to be interested in Trump and Trump supporters before the election? To wait till after the election, I think for a lot of people looks like it's opportunistic or for ratings or for some other reason. I think everyone who's in the camp of having strongly opposed Donald Trump, of saying he was Hitler, saying he was a fascist, or denigrating the people who would support him, they should ask themselves, where was this attitude before the election? Because to do it now is quite a different thing.
True. I listened to Charlemagne the God, who I've interviewed when he did his book tour, and he would just casually say to me, oh, Brian, he's never going to get elected. He's a convicted felon. I go, Charlemagne, do you look at this case? I mean, you have legal experts, and you have other people like Governor Cuomo, who says his wouldn't be tried without him. But he's like, Brian, he's a convicted felon. He's never going to get elected. And this is what he said a couple of days ago.
Hey, mm-hmm. New York City, just throw the whole thing away.
I don't understand why they're playing with that, man.
Cut it out.
Just stop it. We're going to wait 4 years.
Who
are
we fooling? Who are we fooling?
Yeah,
nothing's going to happen to Trump. And nobody, you know, wants to. Nobody wants that retribution that he may deliver hanging over their head. He won the election. It is what it is.
In May, when that came out, you had President Biden saying, yeah, I know you're off on Wednesdays during his trial. Let's debate then. And making comments like that. Now we're at the point where everyone's like, well, that case, it should really go away. And most people looked at that case and can't believe they're going to hold it for 4 years. What about the case, the impact of that case, the reaction now and the reaction and its impact on the campaign?
I think two of the things that you would think would have helped the Democrats the most played a massive role in electing Donald Trump. One is the prosecutions, which weren't meritless. It wasn't like they were made up, but they were novel cases brought late in the contest, in a way that would not have been brought against someone else. And then the media bias media coverage. You would think those two things would help to convict him, to indict him, to spread the word that he he's a felon, an indicted person, or all the negative coverage, overwhelmingly negative. But I think from talking to voters, both those things helped Donald Trump, because a lot of voters could see what I don't know if liberals see it or not, but certainly some independent analysts see it, particularly in the legal front. Those two things weren't right. They're not the way the system's supposed to work. And I think a lot of people held their nose and voted for Donald Trump because they said, and I know this again from my two-way platform, people would come on and say, I just can't possibly reward the Democrats for lawfare and for the bias coverage. I have to vote for Donald Trump because what's happening is just not right.
So, Mark, I don't know if you remember. It seems like 10 years ago, but during the primary process, that's when these court cases was going, the New York case was going, the indictments, the mugshots. And I remember Governor DeSantis saying, you know, I'm over here and walking through the fields of Iowa. No one's even paying attention. When Donald Trump comes, all my questions about Donald Trump and his trials. So it actually worked. They wanted to destroy him perhaps before he got the nomination, or weaken him when he got it would be useless. And it really frustrated most of the field that he didn't debate, number one, and number two, that the trials swamped them. And that wasn't Trump's fault.
It certainly helped him win the nomination, not just in raising money and dominating the news, but in rallying people around him to say, we can't possibly let the Democrats pick our nominee. And then the general, I'm sure it hurt him in some ways, but I think net it helped him for the reasons I said. And it's just so unfortunate. It's just such a bizarre thing for the Democrats to say, now we're worried that Donald Trump will use the Justice Department to go after his political enemies. They didn't say it with no sense of self-consciousness. What happened on January 6th bothers a lot of people and was wrong. Donald Trump's failure to acknowledge that he lost the election, even though there were things that happened in the election related to COVID that shouldn't have happened, to convince so many people the election was rigged, that's wrong. He does other things that are wrong. But the people on the other side don't seem to understand that it's not zero sum. It's not like Donald Trump's the only one who's done things wrong in the last 4 years. And again, I think that's a big part of why he was able to win.
Do you think coverage will be different? I already see Trump being different. Yeah, you know how many fights he's just avoided having when these governors coming together to say we're going to be Trump-proof? And normally he'd be on every single one of them. And let me ask, do you think the coverage will be different? There's no Russia investigation. There's nobody saying he's illegitimate. There's nobody saying they didn't win the popular vote. There's no one challenging election results.
Yeah.
So do you think they'll cover him more like they do Obama, Bush, and Clinton?
Yeah. I think... So far, the coverage, the tone of the coverage is muted. It's not as negative as it's been, but they've got to figure out what they want to do. And to me, and I've said this before, until they acknowledge their role in the conspiracy to cover up Joe Biden's mental acuity decline, it's hard to take them seriously in terms of being introspective. Until they acknowledge all the ways for the last 4 years they tried to get Joe Biden reelected and then to get Kamala Harris elected, it's hard to imagine that they're really going to change or to take any efforts to change seriously. It's hard for them to change because their economic models are tied to people who want anti-Trump coverage. If they have the courage to say we're actually be really interested in holding him accountable, tough coverage, but not unfair coverage. You know, I'll just give another example that I know you know. They allowed the vice president throughout her campaign to say, Donald Trump said good people on both sides. Donald Trump said bloodbath. Donald Trump said dictator on day one. Those are all just patently false. And those were centerpieces of Democratic rhetoric and her rhetoric during the campaign. Until they acknowledge that they call that every little thing, everything Donald Trump says fact-checked. And again, he lies all the time and the real lies should be called out. But until they acknowledge that the centerpiece of her campaign was three fundamental lies about Donald Trump, it's just hard to imagine that people who doubt their fairness can take them seriously.
True. I'm very, very curious to the nomination process and political capital. I actually don't think Donald Trump's spending political capital on controversial picks and nominations. I feel like Trump's Trump. Those are his selections. If they go down, he'll pick somebody else. Where I do feel with other
totally
presidents...
Agree.
That they do. Oh my goodness! You know, the person had a nanny problem. They're you know, this is going to be really bad for George H.W. Bush, and I just don't see it. I think they'll just say if Gates fails or RFK fails, they'll say we'll pick somebody else, and it will be on them. I just think that, and I think most people realize that. So the question now is, what happens to Democrats? Jen Psaki said this about who leads the party from here.
Look, I think Democrats are in the wilderness, as you just said before. There is no clear leader of the party. Mm. Joe Biden is going to be out of office shortly. Kamala Harris just lost the election. There are a lot of governors and other people who might emerge, maybe people we don't know about yet.
Right.
But there is no clear leader of the party right now.
Is that typical after an election loss?
It is. What's a little different is the three things. First, there's no agreement about why she lost. Her top aides did an interview with the Washington Post in which I think they avoided all the real reasons why she lost, and they said the race wasn't winnable. So until there's an agreement about why they lost the election, I think that they're in trouble, and that's different. Usually there's a pretty clear consensus. Second is, when they've come back in the past, there have been some once-in-a-generation politicians out there, Clinton and Obama in particular, Bill Clinton. I don't really see anybody like that right now. And then three, the party is further to the left than it's been in our lifetime. And so to the extent some people in the party believe that they need to come more back to the center, they got a long way to go and a lot of very influential liberals to suppress, to take the power back from. So this is a pretty dire situation. Now, what they do have going for them is Donald Trump's a lame duck. You know, it's a second term and he can't run again. And so the Republicans are going to have their own issues with that. But I'll be curious to see who they elect as party chair. Some people think it's not a big deal. Others think it is. I think if they pick a strong person, it can be a big deal. But it's difficult. There are no obvious leaders in Congress. I think the governors that they have are overrated as national leaders in terms of their willingness to do what's necessary to really seize the megaphone from a state capitol. So it's not the worst situation I've seen a party in after a presidential loss, but it's pretty close to it.
How do we get editor? How do we get your two-way platform? How do people, my listeners, watch you?
You can go on my Substack or my X account, or just go to twoway.tv and sign up. And we're doing shows now every day, 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and they're free. Just log on to YouTube, and you can watch them, or come on the two-way platform. You can ask a question, and we have political leaders and strategists on, but it's really a platform for regular folks to just get a chance to weigh in and ask questions.
And on FoxNews.com, Mark talks about the four people who helped drive Donald Trump's GOAT comeback, greatest of all time. Mark, thanks so much. Hope we do this again.
Brian, great to be on with you. Thanks.
Back in a moment.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
Do you have a special needs child or an older adult in your home? The risk of them leaving the house unnoticed is real and terrifying. But you can protect your loved ones with Vivint Home Security.
Alarm on.
Our child has autism. He doesn't usually elope, but one day he did, and it was the most terrifying moment of our lives.
If I didn't have a home security system, I would have realized way too late he's gone.
Right now, Vivint is offering a free doorbell camera with any new plan, plus free installation and low monthly monitoring plans. Smart locks, lights, cameras, and more makes Vivint Home Security the smartest way to protect your family and prevent a tragedy. Vivint is the number one smart home service provider in the U.S. Protection is just a phone call away. Call 800-953-6693. That's 800-953-6693. Monthly service agreement required for free installation.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. The Menendez brothers are one step closer to freedom after the Los Angeles District Attorney announced they are recommending resentencing. Eric and Lau were convicted for the 1989 murder of their parents, Jose and Kitty, and were given life without parole. But new evidence brought to light has caused George Gascon's office to reconsider.
I do believe that the brothers were subjected to a tremendous amount of dysfunction in the home and molestation.
Because those claims of sexual abuse were not originally considered, Gascon is now asking the courts to give them a new sentence of 50 years to life and make them immediately eligible for parole. A judge would have to approve the resentencing, as well as the state parole board signing off on their release. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. A new billboard in Southern California is making a bold statement about the deadly consequences of the fentanyl crisis. Standing right off I-15 in Fallbrook, California, it shows the faces of 24 people who died from fentanyl poisoning. Supporters of the billboard, including State Senate Minority Leader Brian Jones, hope it raises awareness.
Families that are driving by are going to see the signs and realize, you know what, my kids are at risk also. There's no kid in California or family that's not at risk for fentanyl poisoning. And so talk to your kids, walk them through. through how dangerous this is, how easy it is to get exposed to it.
Jones says the crisis affects everyone, rich or poor, left or right politically, and regardless of race. Fentanyl is 80 to 100 times stronger than morphine and has led to about 74,000 overdose deaths a year in the U.S., killing more than 6,000 people in California in 2022. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Yankee great Casey Stengel and Mickey Mantle testified before the Senate Antitrust and Monopoly Subcommittee hearing on baseball.
I was asking you, sir, why it is that baseball wants this bill passed.
I would say I wouldn't know, but I would say the reason why they'd want it passed is to keep baseball going as the highest baseball sport that has gone into baseball, and from the baseball angle. I'm not going to speak of any other sport. I'm not in here to argue about other sports. I'm in the baseball business. It's been run cleaner than any baseball business that was ever put out in the 100 years at the present time.
Well, Mr. Mantle, do you have any observations with reference to the applicability of the antitrust laws to baseball? My views are just about the same as Casey's.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
All right, I went a little long with Mark, but it's just so great. This, his perspective on things and his access to both sides, I think, is invaluable. The other guy I really like, too, and you probably see him on CNN. I watch him. The only show that I always would love to watch on CNN is Michael Smirkanish. I think he's the same way. You know, he used to work for Bush, but I don't think he's dug in, but doesn't hate Trump. I think that's those are rare qualities these days. And we don't even know what's going to happen. Did you, I'm sure you all saw the story about MSNBC and CNBC being for sale. NBC's spinning them out. And maybe they're just spinning their wheels. And if you have seen CNN's ratings, look, we all go up and down. Shows get hot and get cold. I don't wish anything bad on anyone in the industry. I just want to, I want Fox to be successful. You want to win. Except for certain people. But they're getting low numbers, like 1980 numbers. Like, your 8 o'clock show is getting a 0.5 when you have Larry King was getting like a 3.0 or 2.5 during his day. So when you put all this money into all this talent and they just live off being anti-Trump and everyone just says, okay, you do that, I'm not watching, and you do that and I'm selling the station, I think you should get the message. Not that Trump walks on water. No one says he is. But we just give him a fair shot every day, and we actually think his intentions are right.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Don't just watch the big game, be there.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Gridiron Glory Swipe to Win draw.
You and a friend could win the trip of a lifetime to witness the big game at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m.
Don't miss the final drawing on December 26th.
For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Join Token's Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Corojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
As Americans prepare for Thanksgiving, there's one more thing to be thankful for. Much needed relief at the grocery store and the gas pump. For the second year in a row, the average cost of a Thanksgiving meal is falling, and many grocery chains are offering deals for the holiday. According to the American Farm Bureau, the average price of the typical Thanksgiving dinner fell 5%, with turkey prices down 6%.
So everything's so much better. Just listen to KJP, the press secretary for a president, doesn't want to talk to the press, and basically stop doing the job. And a vice president's in Hawaii. Can this country run without a president? We are finding out. Andrew Gruhl is with us now, chef and founder of the popular Slapfish restaurant chain, and now the author of the Gruhl Family Cookbook, hosts a weekly show. You just saw him on Gutfeld last night. The weekly show is called American Gravy. You can follow him at Chef Gruhl. Andrew, great to see you again.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So do you feel, are the prices coming down like KJP so smoothly relayed to us?
Not on the wholesale side, no. I mean, you know, when prices come down 5 cents, they go up 10 cents. I mean, it all balances out. We have not seen the massive drop that everybody keeps talking about.
When you talk about inflation, when did you start feeling it? What year?
Well, we felt it in 2020, right? Coming out of the pandemic, right? Part of that was obviously supply chain issues, supply demand plays. But then you really felt it immediately thereafter, 2021, skyrocketing 22. But you also need to understand, especially when it comes to wholesale and processing, and this all gets into the food system, is that once a lot of the processors and the manufacturers get a taste of that higher dollar, it's going to be really hard to get them to bring it back down even a little bit.
So everybody is going to keep it up. The other thing people should realize, too, is that when everything goes up inflation hits 9% and prices go up 20%. If the next month inflation goes up only 2%, it doesn't mean it went down from the 9% the previous month. So it's just going up slower.
Exactly. And it's so funny when I hear these clips and they're like, well, you know, prices are going down. It's like, look, you go from dead to a little less dead.
Right.
You're dead.
So the one thing that I've understand, but you understand the real economy better than I would. If you can get energy prices down, that gets gas and oil down, which means the trucks that deliver to you are a little bit less. So that means when the delivery is less, the expenses will be less. So everyone keeps passing their costs forward until it ends up with the customer. But can you all immediately feel it if we get energy prices down?
You'll start to feel it because everybody across the board will start lowering their prices, right? Because transportation is something that touches every single product. Now, when we start talking like seafood or meats, there's always going to be that ebb and flow in the market. So like maybe the lobster guys aren't bringing their prices down, but the meat guys are. So it balances out. Once again, transportation is just applicable to every single product, especially the paper products, because everybody's doing to-go these days. Even coming out of the pandemic, that's become such a habit. And all that stuff comes in from China, all those paper goods. So when that's coming in, you're getting double transportation. You're getting the freight liners, and then you're getting internal domestic transportation, gas, fuel, et cetera.
When you go to buy a restaurant, you have interest rates. A lot of people aren't buying these buildings cash, and they have an interest rate. Are they fixed, those interest rates, or are they riding with the economy?
They're riding with the economy, right? And even if they're not riding with the economy directly on that one indicator, be it interest or some other index, you know, it's just the cost of everything rides along the economy, from tenant improvement allowances, I was just saying, from, you know, the purchase itself and just working in other fees, plus the fact that access to small businesses, access to capital is still not out there, right? Like banks aren't loaning money. Maybe you get a payday loan or you get a merchant cash advance. That's, you know, that's about it.
What would change that? What would loosen up the money for smaller banks?
Well, I can tell you right now, anecdotally, even after Trump won the election, I started talking to more banks, right? Because we're always looking at deals and we're always trying to figure things out. And people are a lot more optimistic now. So now people are saying, oh, I might take a little cash off the sidelines, be it private investors, funds, smaller funds, or banks for that matter. It was hilarious. Like going into the election, everyone's like, well, we got to wait. We got to see. We got to, you know, we're going to figure this out. Now it's like, okay, we're going to release a little bit of that cash. It's not that the cash wasn't there. It was just sitting on the sidelines. Waiting.
You tweeted this out. We just ran payroll. The payroll taxes were $2,000 higher than calculated. We called the payroll company. They explained in summary that the California has a budget shortfall and the federal government wants money back that it lent California for UI. Was that
UI? Unemployment insurance.
Oh, for unemployment insurance that it lost. They're making up for it by having business owners pay it. Keep in mind that it was around 10% of our total payroll. When people say, why isn't California business friendly? Remember this. I didn't know they'd be able to do stuff like that.
Neither did I. I'm thinking to myself, is this even constitutional? But apparently it is. Apparently we were all co-signers on the loan that the state of California took from the federal government. And this goes back to like 2020, 2021. And this is when I started talking about things, is that when the employees had no opportunity to get unemployment, when Newsom shut down outdoor dining, that's when we started a fund. We ended up raising $700,000 for employees because the state had no unemployment funds because they misappropriated upwards of $50 billion. They took a loan out from the federal government, and that loan came due. They defaulted on the loan, and now we're all stuck holding the bag.
How important this is, by the way, that just makes me say that, especially in your business, the margins, you have always told me, are so small.
Yeah.
On everything. Everything matters. That's why the accounting and staying on top of things, because people act like, well, this place is packed. You must be doing well. Well, what are you selling? How quick are the tables turning over? And how much cushion can you actually play with? So you do that, and then you get hit with this. It throws off everything, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, think about it. $2,000 a week, 52 weeks, that's about six figures in profit at the end of the year. And that's a good, that's really good for a restaurant. So if you just took an extra $2,000 hit, that's your profit for the week or the every, or for 2 weeks. If you're a good restaurant, I always say now, a successful restaurant breaks even.
When you talk about eating healthy, this is the big focus. We watch what RFK is doing. We watch what Callie and Casey Means have been talking about. We see what Dr. McCarry just put a book on it. And we just talk about what we eat. We think we're eating good or we eat a little bit less. Obviously, you're ready for a marathon, per you personally, which goes counterintuitive to the usually chefs are a little overweight. Yeah. Am I correct?
Nobody trusts a skinny chef, right? That's
right.
The cliche.
Well, I trust you. But do you find that there's a thirst for healthy eating? That's affordable?
Yeah, that's affordable. That's the key right there. And that's constantly the pushback. Well, it costs more, right? And everybody wants to eat healthy. And I always say that, right? This is where we don't need the government involved in our menu every single day, day in and day out. People universally want to eat better and they want to be able to eat local and they want to eat fresher foods. They want to know where their food's coming from. It's just difficult for them. There's too many roadblocks there. So yeah, on a basic level, people want to eat healthier.
I want you to hear Casey Means work with RFK. She probably play a role. She's going to go a little dark for now. I get the sense that she might be joining him on HHS. I'm not sure, or the brother is. Cut 42.
And Trump has asked RFK to do three simple things. He's asked to get the corruption out of the U.S. health agencies, produce uncompromised evidence-based research for our health guidelines, and reverse the trends of the chronic disease epidemic in 2 years for children and adults so that we can show up for our 250th anniversary of America stronger than ever. That sounds pretty good to me.
Goal number one, have a goal, have a deadline, have an objective. And he believes he can do it. You know what, Andrew, which struck me much about this conversation? Number one, the interest everybody has in it. Number two is we like to say that people are overweight in America. Well, we're on our devices too much, watch too many video games, we're not active. Okay. That's one theory. And then I'm watching this exercise boom. I notice everyone belongs to a gym, and I'm going, what's the disconnect? Could it be that we think we're eating right and going by the rules, and it turns out the processed food is preventing us from burning the fat and keeping ourselves healthy when we've been told if we eat this, it is healthy? Could it be the maybe intentional or unintentional misinformation?
That is 100% what it is. Because, I mean, look, it's not like people weren't sitting and reading and being stagnant with their time, 25, 50 years ago. You're right. It's exactly that. It's the food, the breakdown of the food. Casey and Callie Means have done an amazing job raising awareness, especially when it comes to ending chronic disease. And now that they've actually put some deadlines out there, I think that we can follow along and make sure that this comes into effect. But it's about the education, right, and what we're eating. There was a study done that I just read about yesterday. It was a Harvard doctor who took kids and he fed them oatmeal and then he fed the other kids eggs or omelets, right? And then he put them in a room. It was like, press this button when you're hungry afterwards. The kids who ate the oatmeal, their insulin levels were all over the place. They were running around there as if they were getting chased by a dragon. I mean, their adrenaline was spiking because of the oatmeal. But you would think, from what we've been told, a bowl of oatmeal for breakfast is good. Turns out it was horrible. The kids who ate the eggs were satiated longer, and it was much better for their bodies.
And I was, in fact, I can't tell you how many diets say if you could start your day with raw oats and oatmeal, that is perfect. Just make sure, try not to put sugar on it.
Yeah.
And you're saying that's not the case.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, have a couple eggs, a little bit of that protein, it goes a much longer way, and that goes against everything we've been told for decades.
Tell me about your family cookbook.
It's called the Gruhl Family Cookbook. So we did a cookbook, seed oil free, all healthy foods, easy recipes, and it's really about getting kids in the kitchen. So there's a cultural piece, and then there's kind of the scientific and culinary piece. But the cultural piece is just families need to spend more time together, in the kitchen, eating together, around the table, etc. And then from a culinary perspective, just getting kids to touch their food and understand it. I've got four kids. My kids eat absolutely everything. Why? Because when they prepare it themselves, they'll eat it. It's fascinating. If I say eat this piece of fish, they'll never do it. If I say make yourself a piece of fish with me alongside and I tell them about it, they want to eat the fish. It's all intellectual at that young age. But this isn't just for kids and families. Even if you're a single college kid and you want to learn some recipes, it's a great gateway into the kitchen. This is for anybody.
So you want people to do this together?
Yep. I want everybody to do it together. And look, I might be cannibalizing myself here and telling
you
people,
want people to eat out. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But at the end of the day, I just want people to be healthier. And, the restaurant happens to be the mechanism by which I do a lot of that. But if you can do it more in your own home kitchen, understand where your food's coming from.
What is the problem with seed oil?
Well, the thing is that I'll say strictly, I'm not a nutritionist, right? And I can give you some data and science, et cetera. But strictly from a culinary perspective, it's disgusting. People use way too much of it because it's so cheap, right? That's the subsidy piece of it. It's incredibly bitter. It breaks down. It makes your food taste acrid. I stopped using seed oils strictly for culinary reasons probably 10 years ago, and then commercially 3 years ago. When you use real fats, whole fats, the proper types of fats, you use a lot less of it because the flavor goes a much longer way and it's easier to cook with, actually.
So what do you use, what do you use instead of seed oil? Like what?
Butter, beef tallow, pork lard, extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil, which is a good oil with a high smoke point. I'll actually render a lot of my own fats when I cook at home, and then I'll just slowly clarify it and I'll put it in the refrigerator and I'll cook with that bacon fat. All of these different, these real animal fats plus extra virgin olive oil. And now there's actually companies out there that are coming up with really, really good kind of non-seed oil oils. You got like Zero Acre Farms doing a fermented sugar cane, which is very low on that linoleic acid scale, which is why the seed oils are bad because they lead to inflammation throughout the body. And, you know, I think people are, my point in telling you that is there's a market, right? American innovation. When they see there's demand, they figure out a way to make it happen.
So when you eat at home and you have to get these other alternatives to seed oil, are you spending more?
No, because I'm using a lot less of it, you see? So it's a net zero, if not a net savings. Is that okay. If I'm buying beef tallow, right, versus a bottle of olive oil, I'm using two times the amount, or not olive oil, but a seed oil, canola or vegetable oil, I'm using two times the amount of the seed oil than I would if I'm using the tallow because it's richer and it's a much higher quality oil or fat.
When you go out to eat, this is what I get from my daughters especially, the college athletes. I don't like going out to eat because I like to eat clean.
Yep.
So what does that mean? How do you define clean? And where do we find a restaurant that would actually we're not sacrificing on the nutritional value when we go out?
Well, when you go out to eat, you got to start to ask a lot of questions. Unfortunately, the restaurant supply chain and distribution chain is still very broken. So we're getting these seed oils jammed down our throat. It's the only accessible options when it comes to cooking fat. I mean, all my restaurants, we don't use any seed oils, but I have to go out of my way to get that. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of extra time. But I'm very devoted to doing so. So ask a lot of questions. Ask for things to be cooked in butter. Ask what it's being fried in. Just avoid the fried foods because that's all seed oils. And then just ask where the ingredients are coming from. If they know and they can tell you exactly the source of products in that chain of custody, then most likely they're paying attention to everything else in the restaurant.
And when we come back, Andrew, I like to talk about what's happening in Los Angeles because you just got rid of Gascon with a 30% approval rate. You got 30% of the vote, which is staggeringly low because he does not want to enforce crime. And also, L.A. Council just reaffirmed 13-0 count that we will not cooperate with ICE when it comes to legal immigrants. Yet your border is wide open. And you have people encamped on the streets and your shelters overrun, while the vets often get kicked to the curb. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Andrew Gruhl's got a brand new book out. It's called The Gruhl Family Cookbook. More on that in just a moment. Don't move.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Football season is in full swing, but are you making your picks with Sleeper? Just pick more or less than these two player stats, and you can win up to 100 times your money. For a limited time, Sleeper has a special offer for new users. Your first deposit will match 100% up to $1,500 in credit. Just download the Sleeper app today and use code MONDAY, and your first deposit up to $1,500 will be matched in credit. That's code MONDAY. Must be at least 18 years old in most states and in state where it is legal. Promo code location and other restrictions apply. See terms of use for details at Sleeper.com. Please play responsibly. Call 1-800-426-2537 for help. Sponsored by Sleeper, a Blitz product.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it
down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Will Kane had you covered this election.
Brett Baer joins us now. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy joining us on the Will Kane Show. Tommy Lahren joins us now.
It's the new must-listen podcast in America.
I think sanity, I'm hoping, is going to win today.
What they did was the biggest miscarriage of democracy, I think, in my lifetime.
I see a victory for Donald Trump. I see a victory for America.
The Will Kane Show. Listen and watch now at WillKaneShow.com. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hand.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If we know anything about the person who just won the election, we know that their bark is their bark, and their bark matches their bite.
Given the re-election of Donald Trump and the consistent hate speech towards undocumented people and mixed status families, I can't think of a more pressing issue.
We have been a pro-immigrant city for a number of years. We know that there is a target on our back from this president-elect, and what we are doing here is we are hardening our defenses. We are codifying our good policies on protecting immigrants.
So that is the L.A. City Council earlier this week voting to stay a sanctuary city, but they're already a sanctuary state, so it's all symbolic to say we're hardening the target, not going to cooperate with ICE, we're going to let our border run wild, and we're going to let them know just because Donald Trump is president, it doesn't mean that we can't let illegal immigrant criminals rape and kill. I'm not talking about people that want to work the fields. That's going to be way down the line. He's talking about criminals, and yet the LAPD as well, at least their spokesperson, as well as the city council, does not want to cooperate. Andrew Gould, our guest. Andrew, that must not surprise you, that rhetoric from LA City Council.
No. Everything they do is
where
performative.
You're located.
Yeah, everything they do is performative. It doesn't surprise me in the least bit. But then they'll spin it like who's gonna, you know, pick your food, and that's not happening in L.A. Right? The people who are in L.A., you've got workers who have been there for 10 years. Perhaps some of them are undocumented or they're going through their paperwork. And then you have people who have newly arrived and are just wreaking havoc and taking advantage of the fact that Los Angeles is completely lawless. And those people need to go.
How bad is it compared to 2016, 2018, when you walk around there?
It's horrible. I mean, it is absolutely. I used to live in L.A., like L.A. proper, when I first moved out to Los Angeles from New Jersey. And I could walk around. I could walk through Skid Row. I could walk from one side of city of Los Angeles all the way to the other, and it was fine. It is awful. I would not walk around. We don't ever go there anymore. I won't take the kids there. And this is universal. Everybody says this.
Santa Monica?
Santa Monica is an absolute disaster. We almost opened a restaurant in Santa Monica, and then one day I was driving up to check it out, and there was some guy just, having a bowel movement in the middle of the street. And I turned to my wife. I go, not happening. We turned around, went home. Turns out the whole project ended up going bankrupt 2 months later anyway.
Third Street Promenade used to be, when I lived out there, that was where I brought everybody that wanted to see it. I go, let's go to Third Street Promenade, then we'll pick a restaurant. And then people talked about a little bit further down, where Arnold Schwarzenegger had a restaurant on Main Street.
Yep.
That whole area, Venice Beach is a mess.
It's all disgusting. I mean, destitute, gutter snipe, there's, you know, kind of street dwellers everywhere. It's just truly feels as if it's out of some dystopian nightmare.
So you're saying, though, but you're eventually going to come out the East Coast? You're thinking more Florida, you said.
Well, you know, Florida, Jersey, like ultimately we're licensing our concepts out here. So ultimately I'd love to open a restaurant in Jersey, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina. I mean, some of those states where it's a little bit less onerous from a business regulation perspective.
But you also want to raise your family.
Yeah, exactly.
Restaurants are so consuming. I'm sure you know that.
Yeah, I know.
Check the numbers every day when you get up?
Oh, my gosh. Every single. We're on West Coast time, East Coast time, and I was on with my wife this morning. It was like 6:30 in the morning. She's making sure everything got taken care of with payroll.
Oh, it's good. You know? She's in the game, too.
Oh, yeah. We both run it. Awesome. And the kids do.
Oh, that's great. Andrew Gruhl, pick up his book, The Gruhl Family Cookbook. It gets you cooking together. And check out his weekly cooking show, American Gravy. Thanks so much, Andrew.
Thanks for having me.
My fellow Americans, Donald Trump's conviction on 34 charges shows our country is in distress and our rule of law is under attack. Things might get worse before they get better. In these times of political chaos and uncertainty, it's crucial to protect your wealth and secure your financial future. That's where Advantage Gold comes in. They understand the power of gold as a safe haven during turmoil. Call them today at 800-900-8000 to get their free 2024 gold and silver kit and to protect your money with physical precious metals. Mention Jason Hansen sent you, and you could qualify for a special Jason Hansen discount up to $1,300. While nobody can predict the future, you can certainly prepare for it. Don't wait. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 for your free gold and silver kit and to claim your discount. Again, call 800-900-8000 today. Performance may vary. Consult your financial and tax professional and call 800-900-8000 today. Performance may vary. Consult your financial and tax professional.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.